please don't take this person out. Would you politely go to hell? Get the fuck out of my way, cause it's been one of those days.
Come on, boiler room.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Oh, the wrong door.
Yeah, somehow the apes are back.
Honk, 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 honk.
I have a month's worth of beans.
Makes me want to ride an escalator at a mall.
All we ever do is mention things.
Right out of the box, I'm having fun.
Mad at a room.
Live, on tape, it's the fastest hour in podcasting. This is Never Not Funny. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
There we go. Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to the program, episode 35T of the award-winning podcast, Never Not Funny. We welcome you in here on a Thursday, the January, let's call it the, let me see if I can pull this here, 19th? Is it the Hardcastle? Are you looking at the Hardcastle? No? Let me take another look. 15. Still wrong. Still the 16th.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go. But as we discussed before I got on the air, I can see a distance. I cannot see. Although I guess the date's up there too, right? 116. It says it right there.
Oh.
But I would not have known it said 116 if I wasn't looking for 116.
Has that gotten dimmer? Because I can't see. I used to be able to see it, but now the glare from the light makes it so.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with that. I think that it is not as. What's happened? Was that askew?
Yeah.
All right. The doorknob cover was askew as we're talking. I thought you were coming over here to get a better look of the the clock to maybe have a third set of eyes on this. I think it is, Matt. I think it is not as the backlit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe
as it once was.
Dying. Maybe the batteries.
What kind of batteries does that take?
I'm going to guess double A.
You think that's a double A? MCO? Let's get some more hooks to hold that up, by the way. Why does that have 9 hooks?
I can tell you why, and I think you know why.
Because he's nuts?
Who did it? Triple check Hochberg over there.
Why are there 3 hooks? That's honestly, it seems like too many.
So the first hook is the obvious hook, the hook you need.
The one in the middle that would hold it up.
The hook
correct.
For you.
Yeah.
It what sounds like you're doing like a radio DJ. The hook you need, the hook for you.
The hook for you. Here's Hall & Oates.
Coming off the bay.
Hooks numbers 2 and 3. Are there because when the door would shake for any reason, open, close, whatever, it would bounce and rock and do things.
And there are 3 holes on the back of that?
No, there are not.
So what do those 2 do then?
They make it straight.
All right, great.
Oh, no, you know what it was?
I don't.
I think it was a glare. And you couldn't read it.
Oh, so that kind of, so you're,
it
so it's a nice thing.
Yes.
All I could do was apologize.
So now we're the dicks. Although it didn't help my glare situation.
Yeah, so.
Well, it was not for you.
Yeah, clearly.
I think we need to see what the battery situation is on that and see if we need
by the
to
way,
replace them.
We're 2 A's short. So.
It's 5 double A's?
No. It's 2 batteries, but they're triple A's.
Let's get them on the blower. Let's get a tow truck over here.
Sure.
So do we have triple A's?
I mean, I subscribe to triple A.
Do we have batteries at all in this room? Is that a thing that we have?
There's some in the other room, but I think there's only double A's.
Somebody sent
only
us.
Have double A's here.
All right. Well, you know what? It works for now. And I'll bring in some triple A's next time we come in because I have a bunch at home.
If you have any rechargeables, I have a rechargeable thing here.
You know what? I have rechargeables too. I find them to be more of a hassle than anything else.
Like the first time they're fine. It's like any battery. And then it seems like they go down real far.
They really do. So it's like, you mean real fast? Or real,
sure. And far. Far and fast.
I'm with you. So to me, I'm just going to get a good battery that will stay in there for a year and a half in whatever I'm using and then go, oh, okay. I know this isn't great for the environment, but neither is me changing a battery every 6 days.
Well, it depends on what the device is. Like my keyboard here and my mouse, they just take double A's. So I use the rechargeable double A's because it doesn't, they don't run out that quickly, you know, so it's not that big a deal to like once every 3 months recharge.
Sure. And plus
months.
It's all right. It's all right there.
Yeah. I got the thing. This one is low. It's ready to be recharged. But
why'd you do it?
Well, because I'm using it right now.
I see.
I have to do it once. I have to remember at the end of a session to take them out and charge them. And that's why I put that there to remind me.
All right. Well, you know, whatever we do. What I do is I tie a string around my cock. That seems to help me remember a lot of things.
And also,
the first thing is to take that string off my cock. That's the first thing.
But that also that turns you on, right?
Yeah.
So it serves 2 purposes.
Yeah, it's a homemade cock ring. Yeah. It's fantastic. It's an Etsy cock ring. Damn it.
Can we go back to the clock for a second? Because sure. I want to. I remember season one, we had this dream of a clock that would count down, not count down, but would not be it would not be a tell time clock. It would be
a show running clock.
Yes.
And yeah, I think we tried getting one, and
it was like somehow in the year 2006. That just was not possible to find that. And then even in 2008, when we moved into a studio, or whenever that was, 2007, and then moved to this studio in 2013, I recently saw, I think it's now possible. I think what we've always wanted is now out there.
It does exist.
Yeah. And so I think it's time.
Does it also have a real clock on it, though? I would like it to have a real clock.
I think it's programmable. Like you can set it up however you want it. You can make it do whatever you want to do.
So I had to actually kind of research this for the improv theater because we wanted to have like a countdown clock so we knew how much show we had left.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different ones that exist. I don't know. Is there one that did both? Like you could do one or the other.
You're the one that did the research.
But I don't remember seeing one that had like the current time and a countdown clock at the same time.
That's what I would like. I would like that.
Yes. Well, how about just two clocks in that
countdown
case?
Well, I mean, you know what? If we could
leave that up there.
And then if it's smaller, if it fit there, we can lose the sign plate.
Yeah.
And we could put it there because the sign plate is, while decorative, not necessary.
Also, the on-air sign is decorative at this point.
I like it.
Sure.
I like the on-air sign. I would not want to lose it.
Speaking of that plate.
Yeah.
Do we have?
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Elliot. I yelled at him off the air that I would remember. And then I literally. Speaking of clocks, you dumb fuck.
And you don't have Garen to back you up.
What are we at? How long are we
running? About seven.
About 7 minutes in? All right. Mm-hmm. So. Here's the deal. This is exclusive for the people that are streaming.
Right now, you listening.
You listening. The folks that are streaming, there is a bananas sale going on over at the Sidewalk Sale, which is you can get to through our website. Mm. Whereas, and 75% off.
What?
75% off everything. Now, don't be dicks. And I mean this sincerely. There's a limit on the hats. Five. You can only buy five hats.
Okay.
Don't go in there and buy more than that. Leave some for others is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Now, that said, the gray hat, I think you could buy more than five and be okay.
Wait, is there or is there not a limit? Like, does the
I'm talking this through it.
I didn't know if the software allowed you to set a limit.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying this out loud.
I got it.
If it let me set a limit, I wouldn't have to say this.
Mm-hmm.
But the Hamilton hats were down to maybe 18. So maybe be more, because the hats are only going to be $2.50.
Holy shit.
For the duration of this.
Plus shipping, of course.
Plus shipping, of course. So for $2.50, you get a hat. And by the way, and again, only for the people that are listening right now, and you use code STREAM when you're checking out.
Oh, nice.
STREAM is the code to use. But I guess be considerate of others.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go in there and go, oh, for $2.50, I'll buy 10 hats. Don't. I mean, come on. Yes, it's a great deal. But if you want to buy two, great. But let's leave some for others, is what I'm saying. Also, Ilios is on there for sale as well at a dirt price. There are a limited number of signed baseball cards at the 75% off.
Nice.
And then are there limited of others? I think that might be the only thing that's limited are the baseball cards.
You mean your baseball cards?
Yeah, yes, thank you.
Not the trading cards.
The Topps, my Topps signed baseball card, because that is... that's pretty limited and exclusive. So those are just a few at this crazy bananas blowout price. The trading cards, I'll say this. I set no limit on those. you go ahead and order as many as you like of those.
Great. The people who care about it will...
Paper your bathroom.
Same with the jar openers. Feel free. Take those if you like.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really the only things. The gray hat, the trading cards and the jar openers are things that I believe we have a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
And
everything else is.
We might have a lot of the air fresheners and the keychains, but also not a lot, if that makes sense.
Sure. And then what reminded me to remind you, the plates are up there, no?
No, they're gone.
Oh, the plates are gone.
Oh, the plates sold out within minutes.
Nice.
Yeah. There is one listener of ours who, and I will not say his name. His first name is Michael. And he has bought everything.
One of each.
And he is the first person in, on Sunday when I say there's something new. I almost feel like I want to write him. I'll say it right here. Should I be like a bartender saying you're cut off? like when do you want me to say it's time for you to go home? Because it's.
Or the opposite and just say, hey, I see what's going on here. Should I just set aside one of everything for you and just ship it all at once?
Yeah, I could do that too.
Make life easier for yourself. Yeah.
Would it be easier though? I mean, I don't think shipping would be any better. I think shipping would still cost him a lot.
Well, it would cost a lot if it would be heavy and a bigger box.
It's expensive if it's by weight or size. Because there's sometimes you could do size.
If it goes over 13 inches on a side, then you go into a new price range.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 13 inches is the...
I think so.
I wouldn't have known 13, but I...
And is it 2 pounds? Where does it go up?
I don't remember.
Poundage-wise.
Size. That's the weight thing, but...
Because Ilios is a 2 pound shipment. Mm-hmm. And
a 2 pound albatross around.
Yeah. You know what? This sale, what's 75% off of $25?
15.5, and then.
But what's 25%? That was easy. That's $750. So it's only $750 right now.
Oh, there you go.
Right. So $750 for Ilios. Right. That's a steal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it's not that. It's six.
No, it's less than that. Yeah,
$6.75.
Right, because 10% is $2.50. Is five. Yeah,
we're good at math.
I'm usually pretty good at this. Where I'm not good at it is if I'm while I'm doing it, people are throwing out other numbers at me.
Sure,
I didn't hear the original thing, so I didn't know what you guys were talking about.
It is 75% off of $25.
Okay, that's what it is.
So right now, Ilios is only $6 and change.
Yeah.
So a steal.
Amazing. Yeah.
This is exclusive for the people that are listening to the stream. Yeah. And then the sale will be over and it'll go back to the regular sale, which does go through the 19th or through the end of the week, where 25% off.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a fun thing for the people of the live stream. Blow it out your ass. And let's get these, in fact, I have a box of stuff in my trunk right now to bring to the post office.
And let me just answer this question for anybody who's going to ask it. No, we do not ship internationally, and that includes Canada.
Yeah, we do not, because Canada put at the end of last year, they were not taking, there was no deliveries. There was a strike going on or something.
Yep.
And I will say this, it's cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
For the list, and I mean that sincerely, like I know that you want to get something, but, and maybe it's not my fucking business what you pay on shipping, but it just seemed crazy to go in there and go, okay, if you want that, it'll be $18 to get your $4 thing. Right. And I just was like, I'm just going to do away with that. Yeah. Also, I don't know if that's the number, because then because it changes constantly.
I'm just spitballing here, but if you're in Canada, maybe just wait a few weeks until you become part of the United States and then shipping.
You know what?
That's a good point.
You're right, because we've got, what, 4 days? This episode, we're recording on a Thursday, comes out Sunday night. Mm. Oh, so for the listener, 1 day.
Yeah, or maybe just this morning. Now Canada's. If Canada did become part of the United States, it's not one state. How many provinces are there? Seven or nine?
Because he's the dumbest fucking man alive.
Yeah.
Right. It would not be right. It would not be just one giant state.
Yeah. Crazy. It'd be crazy for that to be one state.
Right. Meanwhile, Puerto Rico and D.C. have been
begging
in wait. Begging. Yeah. Guam.
Yeah.
Like there are people that are actually already in the fast track line.
The U.S. Virgin Islands.
No, let's get Greenland and Canada. Why won't somebody just I'm not kidding. Walk him into a room and go, it's right over there, sir. And then he walks into a and then they hit the trap door and he falls down and he's in a dungeon for the rest of his 6 days. He's alive.
Boy, he is fucking dumb. I'm not, obviously that's true. But what's also true is this is all by design. It's designed to rile us up. It's supposed to make everybody angry and rant and rave about this stupid shit.
Just talk about him.
Yeah. Well, that too. But also to just take focus off of the serious things that aren't as cartoonishly dumb that will also be detrimental.
Oh, we'll talk about that stuff too.
Yeah, no, I know.
But this Canada and Greenland is what at least we can quote unquote try to find some comedy in that.
Right.
Whereas the other stuff is just ranting.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
a good point.
Talking about a dumb guy who wants to get Canada because he's gonna strong arm them into doing it. My fucking earphone is
being a problem.
It's the lack of a better way to describe it, it sounded like a styrofoam cooler in the back seat that you can't reach.
As it's going against the seat?
Yeah. So it was doing that in my ear, so I don't know why it was...
Is it better?
No. Why is it not... It's never done this before.
I can hear it now.
You can?
I heard something.
Just right then, yeah.
It's never done that.
Is yours the type where you can replace the whole pod? Is it modular?
You mean, can I pull this part off?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, but then I'd have to just buy a new one.
This is one problem. By the way, Garen is sick today. Mm-hmm. Our guest is here very early.
Oh.
What the fuck?
So.
All right. They're supposed to be here when?
At 11.
All right. I will.
Well, this is horseshit.
I'll see if I can figure out what to do here.
This is horseshit. Nobody should be here this early. Come on, man. In fairness, he's a professional who's here 15 minutes early.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You don't need to, I mean, that's the truth. If I was going to somebody's podcast, yeah. I would get there 10 to 15 minutes early. That just.
Can I also say this about Canada?
Yeah.
It obviously shouldn't be one state, but if you for some insane reason decide to make it one state, just connect it to Alaska and call the whole thing Alaska. Because that's the weird thing for me, is how Alaska dangles out up there.
Yeah, that bullshit.
Part of U.S., not connected to U.S.
Why didn't Canada outbid us on that?
Well, I was reading about this recently. We bought it from Russia, and at the time it was, I forget what it was.
$50,000?
It sounds comically low by modern standards for a huge piece of land, but it was like, $40 million, something like that. I forget.
Why did we want it?
I don't know, but
I'm sure we learned this.
What happened is there was all this gold in it. And so the value of it was like, we got the craziest deal of all time because Russia, needed the money. I forget what was happening with them that they needed to sell it. But they didn't know that there was hundreds of millions of dollars.
There's gold in them there, icebergs.
Yeah.
The snow dunes.
I assume Canada didn't have the means at the time or the interest.
Yeah. Do they have it now?
No.
Nah.
We're not going to sell it to them. Although I would like aesthetically? Yeah, aesthetically, I would like that to all be one.
What about Hawaii then? You want to lose Hawaii?
No, I like Hawaii. Hawaii is an island. That doesn't bother me for some reason.
Still the same length of flight.
The flight is crazy, but the fact that it's just this little dots in the middle of the ocean.
You like that you don't have to include north of Washington.
Yeah. Just one big piece of contiguous land and these islands.
And these islands that you want. But what about Puerto Rico then? What we were talking about.
Puerto Rico should be part of it, but those are also islands.
Should they be part of it though? I'm fine with it not being a state, and also if they said tomorrow it's a state, my life does not change.
Doesn't affect us at all.
D.C. is the one that I would like to have make a state. Make a state. Hey, you might know this.
What's
I guess it was just that they probably knew. Why do we acquire Alaska?
That was part of that was somebody's folly.
Russia sold it to us, and then we found out that there was like so much gold in the land.
But why did we want it initially?
Seward's Folly is what it was called. Seward was not was like a. Oh, I have to look it up, but
I've been to his town. There's a town in Alaska called Seward.
I've been there as well.
I think it was reading about the stuff about Canada and Greenland and all that sort of thing, there is this sort like there's manifest destiny going from the East Coast to the West Coast of mm-hmm. North America. I think it was related to that.
All right.
Where we didn't want as many countries from other places to be here. I think that's what it was, but
Didn't Canada outbid us?
Oh, I don't know.
I've been told by a reliable source they didn't have the means.
I think perhaps
or the interest.
It was called Seward's Folly because it was
Seward's Folly is also a great review over at the Riviera Theater if you have a chance.
Wonderful performance.
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
I suspect that everybody thought it was a boondoggle and nobody wanted it.
Gotcha. It's just a bunch of ice. Who cares?
They didn't know there was gold. They didn't know there was oil. They didn't know any of it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why Canada maybe didn't want it. Plus, Canada probably had their own bullshit to deal with.
Also, they already had so much frozen land. Like, why buy more of it? Like, they have a bunch of shit they don't need up there, I assume.
Talk about the people.
I just imagine everything, like the northern two-thirds of Canada just being nothing, like just empty forests and mountains.
Well, I'll say this again. It's expensive to ship things there.
Okay.
That's the what do you got?
So this is Google's AI giving us some information, but they usually have links so you can kind of trust it. Anyway, Canada did not buy Alaska because at the time of the sale by Russia in 1867, so Russia was looking to sell some land.
This is in 1867?
That sounds about
right.
Yeah,
I think Russia was strapped and they needed the money.
So they're like, let's get rid of it. Canada was not an independent country, but was still under British control. It was part of the Commonwealth and not independent. And Russia was wary of selling the territory to its rival Great Britain.
Thank you very much.
Making the United States the more attractive option for the sale.
Hmm.
They didn't want to strengthen Britain's position by selling Alaska to its Canadian colonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Great answer.
Yeah.
Great answer.
Seems right. I also will point out, I haven't heard Donald say anything about wanting to buy Mexico.
No, no, he does not want Mexico. No, he wants to build a wall.
He wants to buy Canada. He wants to buy Greenland.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't want Puerto Rico.
Right.
Doesn't want Mexico.
Interesting, huh?
Doesn't want, yeah. He hasn't said anything about Cuba. Cuba's a good possibility. We could take over Cuba. It's right there.
Which is idiotic because those are all like the tourism opportunities
are significantly larger.
Yeah. Now, the thing about Greenland that everyone's hypothesizing is that they think with global warming, as things start to melt, that will become, there will become more opportunities to, I don't know, maybe there's stuff in the earth there too, that I think there's minerals that they think are useful for
I do think
batteries.
So there's some rare earth.
So does he think, and I mean, this will be my second death joke or comment on this, does he think he'll be alive long enough to see the fruits of that?
I don't think he thinks he's gonna die, but I also think he thinks that his legacy, he cares about his legacy, that he cares about, like, everyone's gonna say Trump did that. What a great.
Oh, you mean, for example, like he's taking credit for this? Yeah.
Yes,
the current ceasefire.
Hamas, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, which is happening just like it was on Jimmy Carter's watch, and Reagan got the credit.
Yeah.
This happened on Biden's watch. It's been a year in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of here.
Well, and as somebody I saw online pointed out, Biden was working on this while you were busy calling our governor Gavin Newsom.
Right.
So, like, don't tell us you've been in the trenches on this project.
I love that, by the way, Gavin Newsom acknowledged that and says, I've been hearing Newsom since sixth grade. I can take it.
Yeah.
You know, go fuck. Basically. And then parenthetically, we don't say, here, go fuck yourself. Right? I'll say this very sincerely. I'd like to see those two fight. I would like to see them fight.
Oh, it'd be fantastic.
And could you imagine Newsom's hair, just how beautiful it would look?
Sure.
Oh, my God. I got to tell you guys this. So Oliver and I are at the with Danielle, and we went to see what did we go see? We went to see a movie. What did we go see? It was at the Century City AMC.
What kind of movie was it?
It's talkie.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Anyway, we went to see a movie, and we came out, and there was a guy, an older guy with his two sons. His son's maybe between 18 and 20, but he had salt and pepper, gorgeous, Newsom hair, just beautiful hair. So I said to Oliver, I forget what I said, but it made Oliver laugh. I go, you know, hey, what's up, S&P, or whatever I said to the guy. And Oliver laughs. I go, look at that guy's hair. I go, Oliver, look at how beautiful that man's hair is. And I was like, yeah, Dad, it's great hair. It's great hair. And then I go, no, seriously, take a look at that hair. God, that's a gorgeous head of hair. So then that guy goes and he gets in line for popping corn, and his kids go to the restroom or whatever. And I said, I go, man, that guy's got some great hair. I go, where'd he go? I go, oh, there he is. And now he's got his glasses, what was that? Nordling?
Nordlings, yeah.
Nordling, where he's got his glasses are up on his forehead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I go, I go, where'd he go? I go, oh, there he is. He's got his glasses on his forehead. What's he doing now? as if this guy's just the most exciting, interesting guy in the world. What's he going to do next, this handsome salt and pepper older gentleman? Might be younger than me, but he's got that beautiful head of salt and pepper.
It's interesting that incident was far more memorable to you
than the
movie you didn't remember.
Well, my son and I couldn't stop laughing, so that's going to be the memory from that.
I just think that, like, maybe in the future, just go to the theater and people watch for a couple hours.
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Was it Autumn and the Black Jaguar?
No.
How about Hard Truths?
No, it was...
What's that one with
Den of Thieves?
It was a contemporary film.
Den of Thieves.
No, it's not that. And it was, it would have been 2 weeks ago.
Baby Girl. Oh, 2 weeks ago.
No,
these are
not,
the things that are there
I'm
now.
I'm not. I have no interest in Baby Girl. None.
Mm.
None. My beautiful wife, Danielle, saw it, and she said she liked it. She has, but she wanted some other people to see it so she could talk to them about it.
Oh, was it One of Them Days?
I don't know what that is.
Actually, it looks good. I just made fun of it because it's not, it seems
oh,
like
wait
something
a minute.
You would
is
never
it
see.
The Issa Rae movie?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say something. The trailer looks great.
It looks funny.
Yeah, it does.
It just
Kiki
seems
Palmer?
Like yeah, Kiki Palmer.
It's my friend Kiki Palmer. You know, I was on her TV show.
What?
True Jackson VP. I was on the
show. Right.
And
I always forget that she was the kid.
I told you, I believe I told you that on the air that, you know, there was an extra who was, they had him, there was a scene where Greg Proops was playing two roles, and Greg Proops had to be role one, looking at the back of another of him.
Right, mm-hmm. a stand-in.
And so the stand-in was doing the lines so that Greg could get his, and he was screwing them up.
Oh, no.
And nobody cared. No, I know you said, oh, no. Nobody cared. They all were like, it's okay. It doesn't matter. You know, but the guy was an actor, and he wanted to get the lines right. And so he kept getting them wrong. And they kept on saying, you know, Tony, whatever his name, Tony, honest to God, it doesn't matter. All you really have to say is, you know, blah, 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 shoehorn. Mm-hmm. And then when Greg hears shoehorn, he could say, so it doesn't matter that you get it wrong. It just has to fill that gap. And then you say it. But he kept doing it. And he couldn't get it to where then the younger people on the set were laughing at him.
Oh, no.
And Kiki Palmer, the star of the show, but also a teenager, stopped everything and said to everybody, You stop mocking and laughing at that man. He's doing a job. He's trying his hardest. Mm. And went over to him and put her arm around him and said, "Hey, don't worry about that. It's no big deal. Take your time. We'll get it done. You know, we're in no hurry here." Aww. It was so from that day on, in my opinion, Kiki Palmer is one of the best.
Wow.
Because that is a class thing to do for a 50-year-old adult.
Sure.
Right.
Some star of a show wouldn't even think to do that. They would get mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, that was class. Mm. And then that poor man was so rattled. It was so awful. And yes, it should not have taken 9 takes, but.
And that man's name was
James R. Pardo Jr.
Why they asked
famously the same height.
He could not right. Same height, same hair. I agree that film does not look bad. What did we see, though? What was the...
So it was 2 weeks ago.
It might have been the Dylan... Was it the Dylan film? Because it hadn't opened wide yet?
Maybe.
No, we saw that at the Culver. Mm. It was something that hadn't opened wide. Oh, September 5.
Oh, there you go.
It was September 5. Okay. That's what it was.
It's funny.
Which is my favorite movie of the year, oddly enough. Yeah. So and I couldn't remember it.
But not as good as that Salt-N-Pepa. Dude,
heard. If you would have seen this man, you would have talked about it, too.
That's the movie of the year, that guy's hair.
Oh, it was beautiful. The way that it moved in and out of the corral. To get in. What do you call that thing? The
maze?
Oh, that's
the lineup?
The rope maze?
The rope maze.
Yeah, there's a word for it.
By the way,
queue.
You come down that escalator at that AMC in Century City, and you see more than one person in that line. That is, you're there for a day. That thing, they are so effing slow, and that thing is jammed.
I don't think I've ever been to that theater. Wait, where?
The Century City? Sure you have. AMC Century City.
I haven't been there in 20 years.
Sure.
Is it the same?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh, we got another person at the door?
Did that guy go get coffee?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I did a bad job. Because I didn't know what to tell him. So I gave him the form, and I said, I think you fill out this box, but I, you know... So whatever makes sense. And then I told
him
about the coffee.
Why you didn't really know how it was?
Yes, I did. Okay. I did not say I was your assistant because that's not true.
No.
And so then
you
I said,
are my underling.
Sure, but that's not.
You do more assistant type stuff for Jimmy than Garen does, probably.
Maybe.
That's other true. Than the getting the drink.
But I did tell him about the coffee shop. He said, oh, yeah, I was thinking about going over there. And I was like, we could fill this out. And he's like, maybe I should just go over there now. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That makes sense.
And then he took the form with him.
Okay.
So
I hope he's not passing those things around. Hope he didn't make copies.
He's going to have coffee stains all
come
over
on, that's
it.
Our, that's exclusive. That's a SAG contract, sir.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah, he asked about that. I was like, yeah, we're a SAG podcast. It's not a money thing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, not a money thing.
I knew that part.
Yeah, put your hand back in your... Don't pull your wallet out. You're not getting anything. This is a good time to lead into that for the people that are not on the live stream. Garen is out sick today. I'm going to blame Fortune Feimster. Remember Fortune said she was on the back end of a cold. I think she got Garen sick when they were... I think it's when they were making out.
But that makes no sense in two ways.
I know. That's the beauty of it. There'd be no interest anywhere involved for that to happen.
But he did, yeah, he when he had to interact with her for the same purpose of the SAG contract. And
You think he had a little something for you? I really don't blame her.
Speaking to her more closely than you and I, who were sitting 6 feet away.
Yeah, I'm in the direct line of the guest.
But you've got like 10 feet.
But you're closer.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't we then take a break?
Yeah.
Take a break.
I'm on my way.
Take a break.
I was listening to that this morning.
Is that true?
Yeah. Not by choice. It was just on.
Was it on Broadway?
No, it was playing in Elise's. My car is in the shop.
I was gonna. You know what? I was gonna follow up on that. I did not see your car out there. So you're using what? Elise's car?
I drove her to work, dropped her off, and then came here. And her car is so old that it has that system where you can put a CD in it still, and then it has a hard drive that lets you save 10 or 12 albums on the drive, which is great. I wish cars still had that, honestly. Sometimes
I always thought it was too long to upload them.
Well, I like that you could just have your favorite albums ready to go. You don't have to do anything. It's just there. You can do that with like a thumb drive usually in most cars now, but the menu system is always a nightmare to me anyway, in my limited experience. So anyway, she has the Hamilton in her car and it just happened to something was playing and then that ended and the next thing up was Hamilton. And I was just like,
I heard a little something from Sweeney Todd on the way in as well as something from... I found out what today, something from Newsies, which sounded pretty good. And then it made me want to ask you about The Outsiders, because here's where I've landed. If the first of all, I'll see it no matter what.
Yeah.
But I really want to see it without that lead guy. I don't like his voice. Your thoughts as a guy who saw it on Broadway?
I didn't see him. He was out. So I saw the understudy.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. And he was great. I don't know.
I don't like his voice. And so I don't know if I like the song or not because I don't care for his voice is very 99 to 2003 American Idol to me. Like it's got that vibe of those white dudes that were, you're going to Hollywood. Like they would put him into the finals and he'd be like, okay. And they all kind of sounded the same. They all kind of had that same haircut where the bangs come down Justin Bieber style right above the, you know, they all had that same thing.
Did you listen to the cast recording or did you just watch like the Macy's thing or whatever?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Just that guy.
Yeah.
Just those three songs they keep doing it wherever they show up.
I'll say this about The Outsiders. I really enjoyed The Outsiders, but the music is to me not the, that's not the thing that you go for,
like the show
I like the story of it to begin with, and then I think the choreography and the staging is incredible. You might have seen that on the Tonys too, where they have this the rumble is great, and the songs are fine. They're just
all right.
They're not amazing. They're kind of, I think they could have been better, but I also don't really understand the like musical point of view of the songs. Like they're lost in between Broadway show tunes and I guess country music of the 60s, sort of. Like it's neither of those things, and it's sort of, if you like either of those things, it misses on both for me, but they serve their purpose. They tell the story and everything, and that's fine, and some of they allow for some good performances of some good singers to do their thing, but I didn't walk out of it going, man, I can't wait to listen to this. In fact, I haven't listened to it again. Elise disagrees with me. She has listened to it a bunch and likes it.
I think this is just another example.
Me not liking musicals. It's possible.
Maybe I think your family has nailed it, dude.
No, but Zoe agrees with me on this one.
She does?
Yeah, she thought the music stunk.
All right. I trust Zoe. Of anybody in the house, I trust Zoe. Elise seems to like a lot of things.
Yeah.
You seem to not like a lot of things. Yeah. Zoe seems to get it.
She's right in the
Charlie
middle.
Doesn't give a shit.
that's all true.
And what's going on with your car? When are you going to get back?
I don't know yet. I still haven't heard back from
them.
And
you're having trouble with your infotainment center.
My infotainment center went dead. Although it's the screen part went dead. But obviously that means that something else is wrong. But the radio, you can still hear the radio and you can still control it with the steering wheel.
But
controls.
You can't connect your CarPlay.
No. And I can't see anything. I can't see the backup camera.
You can't even see out the windshield.
No, it's actually...
Oh, the backup camera also does not work. Right.
Yeah, which is... It's weird to have had that and then suddenly not have it. You're like, oh, shit, I have to remember how to drive again.
Can I tell you this?
Especially in that car.
And then we have to take a break.
Yeah.
I was driving from, let's assume a doctor's appointment, to my home, which I could do blindfolded. My Waze stopped working, and it kept spinning, trying to connect. And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Like, you know what two turns to take, you idiot.
Yeah.
We're so reliant.
I don't use the, like, I use the GPS just to make sure there's no traffic situation. Like, if I'm going from work to home, I know how to get home.
Yes.
But I sometimes do hit it just to go, is there some crazy thing happening that
I do it I for traffic as well.
And then, yeah, but it's like, but I'm the same with you. Like, if it suddenly wasn't there, I'd be like panicked about, like, oh, I can't see. I need to know what sees the future.
My friend Vince said a thing once about his, when cell phones were becoming the norm.
Yeah.
That, you know, he used to go out as a comedian and tour the country without a telephone for days and weeks on end. Yeah. Now, if he walks to his car and doesn't have his phone in his pocket, it's like, where's my phone?
Yeah.
Like, it's basically, what do you want?
So I just realized then I only want to say this for the listener who may have made.
But we do have to take that break.
who may have made the same mistake.
Oh, man,
I'm confusing. Don't do that. Ow. We confusing the Outsiders with Warriors. Because when you were talking about it, I was like, wait, I thought they hadn't produced that and put it on stage yet. No, there's two different things.
Two different things, yes. Elliot. Nobody else was confused.
Both Rumble-based. Both
Rumble-based. Yeah. Both plural.
I'll say this, though. As far as movies go, The Outsiders has a story and a direction, whereas The Warriors literally is, we got to get from point A to point B without being murdered, and we're going to do that in the most uninteresting way possible. That's the movie. That really is the movie.
Yeah. And it's based on a novel that's based on an ancient Greek poem or something.
Oh,
it's crazy. Like the lineage of this story is wild when you think about how it's barely a story. I don't know. It's strange. I think it's not Homer. It's not the Iliad. But it's like one of those other ones that, you know, maybe if you go deeper into those studies, you
Bart learn. Or Lisa. Simpson jokes. Hey, we're dumb. Hey, all right. Let's take a break. Don't forget, for the live streamers only, stream is your code. At the Sidewalk Sale, go to our website, and then that'll bring you right to it. It's over there on Big Cartel. I think it might be Sidewalk, Never Not Funny, sidewalksale.bigcartel.com, something along those lines.
Maybe if you go to our website and hit store, it'll be one of the buttons.
Yeah. So go ahead and do that. And again, don't use common sense when ordering. And by that, I mean order a lot of jar openers and get a few hats. I mean, the prices are banana times.
You were once worried that we would never sell those hats out. Now you're like acting like it's a problem.
I don't want the Hamilton ones. Well, I don't want somebody buying 18 Hamilton hats at this great price. Yeah. I don't know why you would, but you can get 18 hats for the price of a three, basically. So
I know Mike Henry wears his every day, and
I should have put one aside for Mike.
Over the course of years, has needed a replacement.
Maybe
once or twice, I forget.
Yeah.
I should have put one aside. Oh boy, well, we're going to sell out. All right, let's take
the other one. He doesn't care. He just likes the style. I don't think he cares what's on it.
He wants to maybe give him the gray one.
Yeah,
yeah. You know what? I'll give him what he wants. I'll give him what I want, and he'll like it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? And in the meantime, make us more music for free.
What movie? What movie was that? You'll get nothing and like it. What is
You'll
that?
You'll get nothing and like it.
I think it's every movie.
Yeah.
No, there's that's a famous.
Well, it's the movie. Famous. You're talking about Caddyshack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's Ted Knight.
I'm going to get a Fresca. Yeah, you'll get
nothing and like it. Yeah.
I'll have this. You'll get nothing and like it. God damn it. There's a lot of funny. That movie's not good.
But, like, would Charlie care? Or would he be super bored by it?
There's enough. Oliver liked it enough, but there's enough jokes in there.
Mm.
And, you know, Chevy Chase says enough funny things. Ted Knight and Rodney drive it.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people think Bill Murray's the funniest part of the movie. I don't. It's enough.
I think it's non sequitur.
But a 10-year-old might like Bill Murray the most.
I think at the time it was like, holy shit, I can't believe they're letting this guy just do whatever the fuck he wants in the middle of this movie.
Yeah.
And it was exciting and fresh. And now it's like, yeah, we've seen this.
No, you want to see funnier. Go to watch Dan Aykroyd do the same role in Caddyshack 2. Oh, hello, Mr. Gopher. Horrible. I like Dan Aykroyd, but that ain't it, man. All right, we'll be back. We got the letter game. Garen did give me the answer. So we do have our T-dramas.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, again, for the live streamer, stream is your code. And we'll be back with Justin McKinney right after this.
Hey, gang, Matt here with some dates for you. Justin McKinney is on Instagram at Justin McKinney Comedy. It's Justin with an O. Don't forget that. I know you can see it in the title of this episode, but it's weird. So keep it in mind. Also, his most recent special, Full, is available on YouTube. So go to YouTube and watch that. See him do his stuff. I'm sure it's great. I can't wait to watch it myself. And if you are actually, he's touring all over the place. So just go to his Instagram page. There's a link there that'll show you all his upcoming tour dates because he's going to be in Maine. He's going to be in Georgia. Go check it out. You should see him live. He's great. Jimmy can also be seen live. He's also great. On the 25th of January, he's at the Yoo-Hoo Room, Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California, doing a headlining set there. I think it's his last one until maybe April, so maybe good to catch that while you can. Go to flapperscomedy.com for tickets to that. And just want to remind you, new season of Never Not Funny is coming up. Probably beginning of March is when the new one will start. So we're going to have some new perks to tell you about soon. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the program. 35T is the episode number. Again, if you're on the live stream, use code STREAM over there at the sidewalk sale, 75% off. I just looked at on the app, they have what they call an application.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at the app, and I will say this as I said in advance, don't take advantage, don't overorder. Everybody's been very respectful.
Good.
Ordering, in fact, I'll say this, you couldn't hurt you to bump up a little bit.
Come back and buy some more.
Couldn't hurt for you guys maybe to get a second hat.
Five max, five min.
Five max. Yeah. Let's go. It's been that gray hat. Five max. Go ahead. And then, ones and twos over the other thing. You know, the ones and twos. I'm on the, I'm the DJ.
Mm-hmm. I'm the rapper.
Another one. He's a DJ, so they say.
DJ Khaled. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, my story about him being on the cover of Golf Digest. Who would want to go golfing with DJ Khaled every time after he swings? Another one! And another one! Okay, DJ, you can keep it to yourself. Just tally it up at the end of the game. I believe, what was his quote? He had some quote about golf. It's fun! Put him on the cover!
He's full of stupid quotes that people love to share online because he's just he's a font of... just idiocy.
Is he dumb?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Speaking of, he's dumb, a smart businessman. Like, he's turned nothing into an empire.
Right? He's turned nothing into an empire.
Yeah, so good for him on that.
When you say empire, he owns that carpet company?
That's right. 805-88-2300.
Who got it wrong? Who got it wrong?
I said 2300.
I said 2300.
Man, I haven't heard that in years.
Shut up. You're not introduced yet.
588.
588-2300.
2300.
Empire.
Empire.
I thought I heard a 3300. I thought I heard a 3300.
I thought I heard something wrong, too, but I know I said it right.
Elliot.
I mean, look, here's the thing. If one of us was going to get it wrong, it would be me, because the only reason why I ever saw those commercials was because of... what's the Chicago station?
Why do you think we saw the commercial? The same reason you did.
Well, no, but you guys are on the Midwest and East Coast. It wasn't a California store.
I've lived here almost 30 years, dude. Of course,
yeah, but it's not a California store.
Well, now it's nationwide.
Oh, is it?
Well,
I've seen it here. So,
is it? Okay,
yeah. You call Empire. It could be Johnson's Carpet Company.
Oh,
does it. It's one of those.
See.
But the point is this: you had WGN.
Yes, correct.
And that's where we saw them too.
I see.
So we didn't see them anywhere. You didn't see them.
Okay.
Maybe we watched WGN more than you.
Yeah.
But
I also had WGN in New York.
And sure. And we had WOR for some reason.
We had WOR as well.
We could watch Richard Bey do his pre-Jerry Springer-style talk show.
Yeah.
Which actually was better. That guy was not a bad host. Probably a horrible human being because he was encouraging, cousins to fuck so that he could say, no, that's your cousin. What do we do about that? I don't know. You don't know me. Snap, snap. Hey, our guest, speaking of assholes, is...
did you really mean I couldn't chime in during that whole thing?
No, of course. 14 years ago is the last time I saw you.
Yeah.
Right? But we knew each other quite a bit. We would see each other at the comedy clubs on a regular basis. Justin is a terrific comedian. I mean that sincerely. If you've never seen Justin McKinney and he's in your town, go and see him. He's a great stand-up. He's got great jokes. He does everything I don't do. So go and see that. And then you were, and we were talking about this during the break. Matt and I went to Boston to do a live Never Not Funny. It was our first one there. And we had Hallelujah the Hills as our house band. And... comedian Josh Day, for some reason, put on a producer hat and he produced the show.
Yes, Josh does a lot of producing back
then. Oh, he does?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he put together the show and then online put out a flyer that said, Never Not Funny, Hallelujah the Hills, with special guest Justin McKinney. Nobody ran that by Mr. Pardo.
Wow. I did not know about this.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I didn't know.
Right, that's how fucking dumb Josh is.
Well, I don't think I remember, but my memory is kind of going, but I don't remember that. Because, yeah, I was about to say, thanks for not inviting me. you told me that I was on the flyer, but I didn't even know about
it.
I don't know if he ever told me that. I don't know.
Maybe he didn't. He thought, well, you guys always have a guest, so I thought I would do you the favor of booking one. It's like, we haven't done a live show in Boston.
Yeah. I'm not your first choice.
You might have been.
Well,
but
yeah.
But the premise, we don't need anybody.
Right.
Because we have the house band.
It's you guys.
And it's us.
You weren't looking right. It's like
when Josh,
I go and do a show and I'm bringing an opener and you come to find out, I just did this a month ago. The producer put three other comedians on the bill and I'm doing 70 minutes. The show should only be 90 minutes is
right.
What we like ideally. Don't want to do the marathon show. And all these other people were on the bill, never asked anybody. And they were just all booked.
And they also sometimes, in my opinion, Justin, and I appreciate you bringing this up because, and by the way, I'm doing this to bust Josh's
balls. I appreciate Josh thinking of me. Thank you, Josh. I mean,
He fixed the problem within seconds of me yelling at him and going, what the fuck are you doing, you dumb fuck? And then he was like, oh, I'll just take him off.
He was probably new. What year was that? He'd probably just, it was early on, right?
No. 2018.
All right, 7 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got all that hair, so maybe he can't hear it very well.
He should have known.
He's dumb.
Yeah. He was always, you see him out putting flyers out in town and stuff. You know, he works hard.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I wonder, I don't know. We've done some gigs together, like 8-hour drives in cars.
You've been
stuff.
In a car with that guy for eight hours?
Yeah. It was
awful.
It was an experience. He thought he was being healthy, and he was drinking this big jug of white grape juice, and he says he drinks one of those every day. And I'm like, do you know how much sugar is in that?
Yeah, that ain't good.
Like, he wasn't aware of the sugar thing, so I believe I maybe staved off diabetes.
You're the hero.
Because I don't know. I mean, maybe he's got diabetes. No, I have no idea.
I know this. He's dumb. That much I do know.
Well, I can't believe he tried to force me onto the podcast. It's vaguely coming back to me now, but I got to tell you this. My memory, when you have sleep apnea, which I just found out I have, the memory is one of the first things that they say that when you're not sleeping, you have trouble recalling stuff. And I had a physical of about 6 weeks ago, and my wife sent me to the doctor with a note of stuff to tell the doctor.
So she
a real note. And I grabbed the note, but the first thing on the note was memory.
Yeah.
Like, and I said to the doctor, I go, I guess that's why the note. You know what I mean? And sure enough, I'm reading through the things. For the first time, I'm reading through the things and not even knowing what's on the list. And the list was it was memory,
all right,
fatigue,
yep,
tingly foot.
Oh, you got tingly foot?
Tingly foot. Oh, I had remembered when she wrote it. I go, yeah, that's right. My foot does tingle. Excessive saliva.
Oh,
and that I didn't know about at all. And I'm like, you know.
Oh, you got a slurp mouth?
I didn't know. I guess so. I spit a little sometimes, you know, when I talk. And the last one was low and weak urine flow. And I didn't even know she was listening to me. Like, so I'm reading this list to the doctor the first time. But anyway, so my memory, so to the point of Josh might have said this to me. And maybe I even said, yeah, dude, you can't just book me. Because I would have said no.
Right.
I go, you can't just throw me in there. You never want to be the guy forced into anything. I said, I know Jimmy. And I remember, I think now that I think of it, I think we've talked about you. I'm a big fan, obviously. I love your energy. You're one of those guys that...
Can you like my comedy at all?
No, of course. Your comedy, but
you said energy in a way
you're so positive. It's funny energy. It's, you know, it's never not funny.
I'm one of the best.
You're the best.
Go ahead,
you are the best. I've been trying to do this show since 06 you started. And what's this? It took me 18 years to get here.
Yes, you should have been here much sooner.
I should have been here much sooner, but I left L.A. in 06.
Yeah.
That's when I left. I left when you were getting started. I made a great career move, moving back to New Hampshire. That's why, you know, yeah. None of your fans have ever heard of
him. Who do you see? Bob Marley when you're up in that area?
Well, we're usually like doing opposite things, but I haven't bumped into him in a few years, but he's all over the place up there.
He's the king of that area, and the rest of the country doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think he does go to Vegas and stuff, and I think he does get out. And
I'm just saying it's crazy how that area, the upper Northeast, loves Bob Marley.
Yep, I get the stuff that he can't do.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the scraps, you know, whatever. But yeah.
All right, let's.
I'm New Hampshire, by the way. That's where I am.
Don't care.
It's live free or die.
Let's drill into some of these things. And get it ready here, Elliot. You've got memory. Here's something I recommend you don't use. Elliot.
Snake oil.
Nope. We don't want you using Prevagen.
Do you know why I honestly don't want to use Prevagen?
I'll tell you why. Ready? Why doesn't he use Prevagen?
Snake oil.
It's not real. Go ahead.
I was going to say because memory. My wife actually mentioned this is not a joke. She mentioned Prevagen, and I for my memory, and I go, "Your name is Jen." I go, "I don't want to think about you."
But it's Prevagen. You don't want to think about your wife?
I'm kidding. I'm Buster Balls.
I don't like that kind of humor. That's insulting. That's not right. You're not one. Yeah. The mothership bad-mouthing women right now. This is we support our wives.
You know, look, doing it this long, you got to just mine the material for whatever. She gets it now. At this point, she was resistant for a while, but now she's like, "I don't care what you do. Can you pay the bills? Can you pay bills?"
Yeah.
All right. Number two was fatigue. We understand that. The tingly foot. What did the doctor have to say about it? Do you have a sciatic nerve issue? You got a pinched nerve?
I got a back thing. I went to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And because my neck was bothering me, and he did a lower adjustment. Have you ever been to a chiropractor?
Too often.
So I'm laying on my back. You know the thing where they bring your knees up to your chest and they spin your lower torso, and then they do that, that little, like, whatever that is.
Well, love it.
I was wearing cargo shorts. Don't judge. I was wearing cargo shorts, and I had my wallet in the side pocket. So when he did the spin to the side, the wallet, the ridge wallet, the metal wallet thing there, was digging into my hip. So I said, "Oh, hold on. I got to." And I came out of it, and he goes, "Nope." He thought he was catching me off guard. You know how they want to catch you off guard so you can relax?
So you're loose.
He did the thing. When he did that, and I zigged, he zagged.
Yes.
I couldn't walk for 2 days.
He fucked you.
No. He screwed me up.
Get that wallet out of the pocket. This is on you.
On me.
This is on you. You don't lay down on the table with a fucking metal wallet.
How am I thinking? You're the chiropractor. Have people empty their pockets.
Empty the pockets.
But that's on the chiropractor. The chiropractor should tell me that.
This is on you. Had you been to him prior?
I had been before a couple years ago.
Empty the pockets.
It's on them.
I've never been to a chiropractor. Do they provide like a security checkpoint? Do they have a little basket to put all your?
They got a little basket.
Okay,
mine didn't have a basket.
There's no basket.
No basket.
First of all, you put your lotion in there. That's first and foremost.
Of course,
we learned that from a movie.
Or else what?
Mine had no basket.
I don't remember.
You put the lotion on the skin, or else you get the hose again.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'll fucking whack Justin with a hose if that's what it takes. All right, well, I'm concerned about this tingly foot. So I think you got a pinched nerve.
I had drop foot for a while. You know what drop foot is?
Is that where you walk heavy on one foot?
Yeah, so basically my doctor's like, "Can you walk on your heels like this?" Well, the right foot couldn't come off the ground.
Really?
That was like a year. I'll be over a year that happened.
13 months of drop foot?
Yep, and they didn't know if I'd ever get the thing back. I went to a spine doctor, looked at that, didn't think I needed surgery, so I've been rehab. But to this day, it's been 5-6 years, I can't run. Like, if I run, my foot kind of drops like that. So I can no longer run.
You look like you're in great shape.
Well, you know, I do the elliptical.
You can do that.
Oh, yeah.
You got one of those at the house?
I do.
Let me ask you a question about the elliptical. Todd Glass and I, you know Todd.
Of course. Love Todd.
One of the funniest men alive.
Yeah, love Todd.
Todd Glass and I had the conversation right before the pandemic of, it seems like I'm only going to the gym to use the elliptical. Why don't I just buy an elliptical for the house? And then we both decided... And you know what? You don't need to get the $1,000 elliptical. Get the $200 elliptical. It'll work. It's just doing the same motion. It's just fine. I did that, and admittedly, a mistake.
Yeah, I was.
You got to bump up.
Good. I don't even know what a 200. I didn't even know that was available. I definitely went with the higher end elliptical.
You did.
Because if you buy something like that, it's going to be trash and it's not going to be good enough. You might as well go.
And then
the
you
extra.
Don't use it.
You don't use it. But I'll be honest. I don't use mine. I go to Planet Fitness most of the time.
Why do you go there?
Just to get out of the house. My wife works from home a lot, and you know what I mean. Just
this
to get out of
the second anti-wife.
Just to get out of it. No, hey, don't say that.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said this guy hates his wife.
Yeah, why do you hate your wife, man?
No, she's the best. I've been with her for, it'll be 30 years this year.
30 years.
Met her in 95. I was telling jokes.
Where'd you met her at a club?
Met her at a club.
Love it.
Andover, Massachusetts, the Grill 93.
So you're at the 93. You got up there. You're the feature act of the time in 95.
I think I stopped in and did a guest spot. It was a guest spot.
You got you met your wife doing a guest spot?
I was doing a guest set, yeah.
That's a hot spot.
That is. It's people say, what's the worst set you ever had? And I go, the night I met my wife, I'm still bombing. No, kidding. That's the third one. See? Third one. No, I'm kidding.
Third time's a charm.
Do I look bald with no neck? I'm not Joe Rogan. We love our wives in this house.
No, she's the best.
All right. So
she's the best.
You're talking about Jen.
Prevagen. So I was working as a private investigator with my uncle at the time.
Like, what?
Yeah, just, you know, a little side job. This was in like 1995. Right. So I was on a surveillance, some domestic thing or something. And then the person ended up showing up home so I could break. And I go, hey, can I go to this Can I be done? Because I'm going to go do a guest set at this comedy club. And he goes, yeah, yeah, you can, you know, you can go ahead. He went home. You can turn it. So it was random that I ever even went in there. I wasn't scheduled. I just popped in. Right. I was on a surveillance. If this guy doesn't get home after cheating on his wife, I wouldn't have met my wife. How about that?
Love it.
Right? So I do my set, and I noticed her in the crowd.
You see her in the crowd?
I see her in the crowd. She smiles, very attractive. And I see her, and I, and in my head, I'm thinking, oh, wow, that's, you know, that's a pretty girl, you know? I do my thing, and then she was with a guy, though.
Uh-oh.
And I just get off stage, and I go to zip up my coat, grab my little joke book, you know, with my jokes in it, and head out the door. And the host at the time starts talking to her and then goes, is this your boyfriend? She goes, no. That's not my, but so then my ears perk up that she's talking, ooh, to that girl.
Unzip that jacket.
You go, no, well, not yet. And then the waitress in the back goes, oh, he's talking to Jen. You know what I mean? So then I'm like, oh, you know her? Like, yeah, we're all going out after.
They know
you
Jen. Know,
they know her. Yeah. So we're all going out after if you want to meet us. Then my wife gets up, goes to the bathroom. She walks by, and I was still going to leave because I wasn't going to, out of my league kind of thing. You know, this is,
you think Jen's out of your league?
Out of my league.
You're a handsome, way out of my funny league. Guy.
Yeah, but that's, you know what I mean. I was out of it. Yeah.
No wonder you hate her. She's too good for you.
She is too good. She is too good. I think she wanted the guy that broke up right before us.
Oh, you think so?
I think so.
To this day?
Well, I think she, yes. I think she was upset that that he broke up with her, and now I'm upset that he broke up with her. So now this guy managed to piss off both. I'm kidding. You guys are joking about the wife thing, right? I'm just playing into
no,
it.
No, you hate your wife.
Oh, no, come
we're
on.
Not joking. We know you do.
Never, no.
Of so, course we're joking. No, we don't know her. We barely know you.
Well, now that we know she's good looking, we now it flips everything. Yeah. Now we know that you're just hanging on by a thread.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm hanging on by a thread.
Get that elliptical, for Christ's sake. Get in shape.
When she walked by and smiled, though, and said hi to me.
She did.
That's when I said, huh, maybe I will meet them. So then I met them over there, and that was it. We went on a date, and then we've been together. She, you know, I moved to, did the long distance thing when I moved to New York City in 97, and then she ended up coming down, living in New York with me for a little while. Mm-hmm. Then when I came to LA in 2001, I headed out to LA. I was out here for about a year. Before then, she moved out to LA, so we did the long distance thing in LA, got married in 04, moved back in 06 to start the family, and the rest is, you know.
And how many kids do we have?
Two.
Two. And they're, how old are they? In their 20s?
No, 17 and 14.
My son's 17, and mm-hmm. his daughter is 16, and the son is 11.
Yeah.
12.
Happy birthday to Charlie.
Turning 13 in April.
Right, happy birthday.
See, it's
somehow,
coming.
You somehow
coming.
Made it, you were wrong twice.
I'm off by 2 years and still acting as if
you're
I'm
hanging
right.
On. You're like, oh, come on, I got something here.
Right? Happy birthday to this young man. Every year he's got one.
Yeah. That's like my dad. Is always, whenever someone asks my dad, how old are your kids? He goes, I don't know. It changes every year. It's hard to keep track.
Dad humor. Yeah. What
I like to remember the year the kids were born, then I can always just do the math if I need to, right?
You know, yeah,
if you can.
If
you lock
but
that
it,
in.
But if it takes you a while, people are like, you don't like your kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You feel like you got to know.
And you already don't like your wife.
Exactly. I mean, I got to go all in for the kids.
Got to be some love somewhere in that house.
Yeah.
Both of my kids were born in election/Summer Olympic years, so that's helpful.
That's
08
so
and
helpful.
12, I'm like, good, yeah. Easy. I
those
remember.
Are the years that Barack Obama got.
Obama 1, Obama 2, bam, bam.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that
lucky.
Is easy.
And then what happened, then the next one was 16, which I think would, that ended up pretty good, right? How did 16 go?
Well, I haven't been following.
I think so, because we did it again.
I think that was Trump, we took a break, took 4 years off, coming back, you know?
Yeah, so 16 through 20 was great,
yeah.
And now 24 through 28 will be great again, right? Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
I mean, knock on wood.
I think what we're realizing is my wife and I should have had more kids in 16 and 24.
Well, we wouldn't have needed 24 had you just had the one in 16.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm.
Well, good point. He probably would have run again
who
in
knows?
20.
Yeah. He's,
that dick wasn't going to give up because he wouldn't accept. If he would have lost in 16, he would have, you know, he would have claimed it was fraud. Right. He would have run in 20.
And then he I just realized you guys hate your country.
I salute that flag, sir. I'm trying to figure out a way, and I don't know how to do this. I do have a flag, and I'm proud to put the flag out on Flag Day and on Independence Day, but I want to put it out on Monday for Inauguration Day, but I want to put it up at half staff.
Yeah,
half
sure.
Staff. Yeah. Is it half staff or half mast?
Half mast is on a ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Half staff is on land.
Oh, all right.
From what I understand.
Wow.
What I understand.
That seems reasonable.
I learned that just yesterday.
So I'm right.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So I want to do that because I want to honor Jimmy Carter. because this dickhead is insisting that the flags be flown at full staff because it's his day, which is unprecedented because when a president dies, they do it for 30 days. That's how petty this motherfucker is. So I want to be even more petty on my front lawn, put up a but I don't know. I can't do it.
But you also, it seems like you should have done it.
You should have been doing it.
Because doing it on the Monday is
the pettiest, petty of all.
That's the point of it.
No, but it's suspicious. To put it, even though it's half staff.
Do you think it would look like I'm supporting him?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But I would put it, but there's no way to put it out there without it really looking half staff.
Well, you don't have a flagpole. Is that correct?
That is correct. I put it up on the,
on a stick. You can hang it. Yeah.
On a what? Yeah.
A stick?
No, well, it's on a long, like a broom handle.
Right.
You know how flags come, and then I put it through the thing holding up the eve.
Right. So there's no way to signify half staff.
What I would have to do is buy a giant pole and tape this up halfway up.
It's a lot of work,
and then hope it's windy enough. Which we don't want it to be windy because of the fires.
Well, I saw a lot of Trump people in November. They had their Trump flags, you know, duct taped to a broom and like sticking out of their truck. You know,
yeah.
They don't mind using the electrical tape.
Well, I'm happy to use the tape. I just don't want to. I don't want to buy a pole. And again, if there's no wind, then you don't even know if it's half staff because it would just be a flag laying flat.
Yeah, looks like he just couldn't get it up all the way. And so really what happened, Jimmy Carter died at a bad time.
He really did.
That was really insensitive of him.
It was very.
They say he's a nice man, but I don't buy it.
Well, Elliot, I said on this very program, we had him on hospice watch on this show for a year, and the dickhead died while we were on break.
Yeah.
Well, how fucking dare he?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know what? So I'm doing a run of shows.
What are you doing?
I did it December 26th through New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And I have this whole Jimmy Carter joke, and he died like in between like my run of my show, so I had to like call an audible and like switch it.
You dropped the Carter chunk, or do you highlight it more?
I adjusted it. I just said, you know, rest in, you know, give him a round of applause, great man. I mentioned what he did after he got out of office, you know, blah, and then I continued with the bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you say run of shows, are you doing a bunch of theater?
Yeah, theaters. I did 6 shows at the Portsmouth Music Hall. So that's where I'm from. So I do this annual year in review show every year, and it's grown to 6. First year I added the 6th.
Wow.
So that's my biggest week of the year. And then I bring it to this place in Nashua, the Center for the Arts, and I did 3 shows this year. So
and where's that at? Nashville?
Nashua.
Oh, Nashua.
I thought it was Nashville. My agent called me. Nashua, New Hampshire, different. And I did, so yeah, it was 9 shows in 6 days, and it's about an hour and 40-minute show. It's a multi-media show that I do. It's like a year in review that I go through the year, so that's why the Jimmy Carter thing came in, because it was a joke about the Secret Service. So that's how they're short-staffed, and I say, you know who I blame? Jimmy Carter for living to be 100. You know what I mean? Because he's pulling people onto They don't budget for a president to live that long. You know, Biden and Trump, if they live to be 100, which they won't, that's only 20 years of coverage. You can plan for that. He got out in his 50s. He was 54, Carter. Yeah. He had 50 years. They can't plan for that. So that's the gist of the joke. So it just So I did this run, but my voice, I was losing my voice. I mean, it was too much. I've never done that many shows in a short time. But that's like this bed that I've made back there. And it's something I look forward to. So I'm, you know, January 2nd, I got to start with a new, you know, all over again.
Wow, but look at you.
That's a beast. I'm not going to lie. It's very stressful. And then I got the sleep apnea December, like end of November, I got the mask for the first time. And to get used to that, they say it takes like 2 years. I'm trying to get used to it while I'm trying to get ready for this big run of shows.
Yeah.
So it was a night. I'm, you know, jacking up on coffee, sleeping 3 hours a night, 3-4 hours going in. So it was quite a run. That's why when you said, hey, come on my podcast, I'm like, I need to fly across country and, you know, just keep going. I don't want to rest.
That is not why you're out here.
No. For you, yeah. This is it.
That can't be.
This is it. No, I did a couple other podcasts.
You came out here exclusively to do podcasts?
Hey, don't judge. my wife wanted me out of the house. She hates me.
Yeah, well,
no.
You know what? I'm beginning to think that's the case.
I was going to have some meetings and do some podcasts. The meetings fell through because of the fires. And I still wanted to come out. I was going to do this podcast, I think, a few years ago, and it didn't happen.
100%.
I think we were scheduled. Something happened then.
Yes.
And I just wanted to do it. So I came out, you know, did a few. And but yeah, this is my
You know what happened? The pandemic happened. You were booked pre-pandemic. Meredith is your PR person.
Yes.
And who is, she's wonderful.
She's great. She said to say hi.
I'm all right.
But she did. In fact, if I didn't say this is proof. This is awesome. Because if I told her, I told him, you said hi, she probably wouldn't believe me. Oh, I bet he's just saying that. Right. But now this is
she listens to the show.
Yeah. And there's proof that this is, she said to say hi.
She will text me from time to time going, hey, on this week's show, blah, blah, blah. Funny cool. story. I also, this. It's usually about kids. Mm-hmm. So, because I think her kids are similar in age to everybody's on the program, including Justin's, we just found out. But you were booked, I want to say, pre-pandemic. And then for some reason, we didn't book you during the pandemic on Zoom, which would have made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But at any rate, you're here now.
Yeah, it's probably the Josh Date thing. He mentioned, tried to force me in, and you were just like, I'm not putting that guy in the
show. You know
what?
In a way, it did taint you a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It made you look at me differently.
It made me think, like, is he as dumb as Josh?
As dumb, or does he have so little going on that Josh Day is doing his stuff? You know what I mean? Like, he's actually handling him. He's like his publicist now is Josh Day.
Right.
You know what I mean? He left Meredith. Meredith dropped me.
Meredith's out.
And
And now Josh Day is it.
Well, I mean, I would think so.
Keeps the tools up in his hair. Yeah. Pulls up. Just like that Harlem.
So has he been out here and been on?
He'll never be on the show. No, you know what he is? He could be Garen for a day. Wasn't he?
Well, he volunteered at our charity event.
Yeah, he's great. He's a great guy. He's a great guy. Will he ever be a guest on the show? No, he doesn't have the goods.
So the thing he texted you was about that show.
You have a different story?
Yeah, because I happened to look in the chat during our break, and he said, I only sort of half read it because I thought you were about to tell the same story. Basically, he was saying, I think what he was saying is the first time we ever went up, you went before him and destroyed.
Oh, no.
And then he like had to follow you as an open micer. Do you remember that at all?
I do.
Oh, you do?
You do remember.
I do remember it.
Why did you kill so much?
I was doing new stuff.
And you killed with new stuff. This
open mic, it's an open mic. I don't think I killed. He's probably exaggerating. He's being nice.
I don't know, but I mean, let's be fair. Let's go back to what I said. He doesn't have the goods.
Well, maybe it was his first time, so it seemed like I killed.
Yeah, it could
You
be.
Know? But yeah, I remember it because I did this. I can't tell this joke because it's inappropriate. It doesn't age well. To win it
all
back.
All right. So with that said, go ahead and say it.
No.
Now that the disclaimer is out there.
The disclaimer is out there. It doesn't age well. Yeah. It, times are different.
Yeah.
You still don't want to do it?
I mean, this is live.
Is the F word involved?
No, it's not.
Not F-U. No.
Then
go ahead. We're good.
But it's...
That's the only thing Jimmy cares about. You could say anything else.
Yeah. No, but it's just... I don't care. I'll tell it. Because
Here we go.
I don't say it. It was just a riffing thing. I just did a thing about... And you know, this. I said whiskey dick, right? I said... So I talked about anybody ever have whiskey dick? And then Josh is... Yeah, you know, like this. And then I go, do you know what it is? And this one woman was like, oh, you don't know what it is? And she's shaking her head. And I go, it's when you have so much alcohol that you, you know, let a man, you know, put his dick in you. And
wait, what?
And,
that's not whiskey
dick.
That's
the joke.
No, but that's the joke because Josh was like, yeah.
Oh,
and then
see.
When I said that,
in my head. Okay.
he goes, that's not what it is. But anyway, so that's, you know, so it was the only time I'd ever said it. It was a one-time thing. It was being an idiot on the open mic, but I'd never do anything with that.
You know, I heard you killed, though.
Do it never enough. Well, maybe that's why he thought I killed.
You killed him with words. You buried him.
This guy's never been funny again because of it. You really destroyed him.
But anyway, but you see, should I have told that?
Yeah, that's great.
I love it. I think you still can.
All right, no. I don't know.
It was on Jimmy that he didn't follow.
Can I tell you why?
And,
I got in my head. Here's the reason I got in my head. There's a comedian out of Florida, originally out of Chicago, named Pat Duax, who was a funny dude. He had a whole bit about whiskey dick, and then he sold shirts. He goes, whiskey dick, it sounds like an old-time prospector.
Yeah.
And then he sold shirts afterwards of a old prospector that says, I've got whiskey dick or whatever on the shirt. Yeah. And I remember I would then sell my CDs, and then he would be next to me with his T-shirts. And I remember on that week, people going, oh, a CD, huh? Whiskey dick shirt. I must have one. And him literally buying a condo with his whiskey dick
shirt.
Kills
your merch.
Well, I'm going, all right, pack them all up. Okay, see everybody in the morning. Yeah.
So that memory, it triggered you to think about that lack of you selling merch on the road.
Again, good comic, Pat Duax. Yeah. It's certainly not, but...
Yeah.
I don't know if I would buy a whiskey dick shirt. That's not for me.
No.
I'm going to go on the internet after this show and buy one. I'm going to look for it. I want it so bad now.
It is. I will say this. At the time, I was more alt/largo-y than I am now. Like, and was very like, Pat, you're better than this.
You look down on it.
Selling a whiskey dick shirt, you fucking idiot. You're catering to the hillbillies.
Yeah.
And then his answer would be, yes. I buy them for a dollar and I sell them for 20. Fuck these hill people. They can enjoy my Whiskey Dick shirts.
It also works both. It can work that way, and it could also kind of work ironically. Like, you know, if you could be ironically funny.
You could find the Whiskey Dick shirt. To your point, if you saw that at Urban Outfitters, yeah, you'd go, look how funny that is.
Yeah.
So yeah, Pat was ahead of his time, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Good comic.
Can and I? You know, does he still sell those
and
shirts?
And the shirt, I will say, it was not a bad looking shirt. I think I remember it being okay looking.
Elliot, can you say that shirt's still available?
Did you ever sell shirts?
I still do.
Okay,
I sell like a tour. The current one just says Pardo across it in the Chicago the band logo.
I've been like wanting to. I did 10 years ago. I had a whole bunch of shirts.
Yes,
I actually did onesies for like a year.
How'd that go?
Sold them like crazy, I just felt horrible. I just felt I'm out there with onesies. So it just made me feel like crap. So I stopped after about a year. So I haven't been selling shirts for the last probably 5 years, but I'm thinking of doing it like a tour shirt. Why not?
Abbott Skelding, who is a listener of our show, just designed my 2025 tour poster and shirt. And those will be revealed.
What's
very
the
shortly.
Name of it?
Of the new tour?
Yeah.
Still Talking 2025.
Nice. Just because, trying to come up with a tour name. Because you've done how many of these, right?
One. This is the first one. What do you think?
I like it. Well, I don't like my name.
What is
my tour name?
Justin McKinney?
No, it's Just On Tour, because my name is Juston. So my manager was like, let's do a play on your name, Just On Tour. But I'll tell you why I don't like it. Just On Tour 2025.
Well, we know why you don't like it.
I don't like it because it doesn't say anything about it. If I'm going to Chicago or I'm going to Florida and it says Just On Tour, it doesn't mean anything. Yours at least has a little bit of something, but I don't know. But anyway, this is what I'm going with this year. But, I mean,
you can change it. It's early in the year.
Your people know that you're still talking. You know what I mean?
Well, that's my premise is
actually that's more as bad as mine.
So it's not a mime routine.
Yeah, that's as bad
as mine. The premise of mine is we're still doing this.
Yeah.
Like, still talking, still running his fucking mouth, this idiot.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little problem a couple of years ago. I did one for the end of the 2023 called Crossing the Finish Line, and that made everybody think I was retiring. And that backfired on me. So now it's still talking. Kind of conveys like we're still doing this, but it's still there's still forward motion.
I think it'd be good to do a farewell tour and just don't make it your farewell tour. That's what the bands do.
Like Kiss. Yeah,
I went and saw Foreigner this summer, and I bought them.
You went to see
Foreigner, and I'm wearing the Foreigner farewell tour shirt halfway through the set. They're like, we got some news. We've decided this won't be the last tour. We'll be back next year. And everyone cheers, and I'm looking at the shirt I just bought, the farewell tour. I'm like, they got me. They got me.
In fairness to them, I will say that they are just making this farewell tour go on for years.
Yeah. Is this a known thing? Because I didn't know about it.
With Foreigner.
Foreigner? They've been doing it forever?
By the way, I love the current Foreigner, which has literally zero original members.
I was going to say.
They sound amazing.
Yeah. Great. It was a great concert.
Kelly Hansen, who's been doing the vocals for the last 15 years is phenomenal.
Great. We loved it. My wife and I, that I love very much,
Foreigner
and we sat
and Styx,
in a nice
was
box.
Foreigner
and Styx, it was.
It was, yeah.
And
who opened? Can you name the opener?
Foreigner.
John Waite.
Yeah. He's on the shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that's
he's
a good
on the
shirt.
Because I got two shirts, by the way. I got the farewell and the other one. Has John Waite on it. So he was awesome.
Yeah.
Foreigner was awesome. Styx was the most was underwhelming.
Really? Because usually destroy.
It's the other way around. But you know what? There was a lightning storm.
What happened?
And there was a huge delay. There was a huge intermission. It started pouring lightning. They had to stop the concert. So it got really late. You know what I mean? It's like imagine doing comedy. You know, the show's already long.
Here we go.
You're the headline. Now there's a big intermission. Yep. Then you got to go up later. People at the bar, people are more drunk. You know
people
what I mean? It was something about it. People are leaving.
They're wet and annoyed.
Yep. I mean, there was a roof. But, you know, unless you had the lawn seats.
Yeah, I did.
But I love my wife too much to sit in the lawn.
Of course, we know that. You don't have to tell
us
that.
Nothing but the best. Nothing but the
best. Nothing but the best for Jen.
Nothing but the best.
Right? Jen, where are we sitting? Give me a note. Remind me where our seats are.
Yeah.
Just look at your ticket, honey. Give me a note to remind me to look at my ticket. Well, that's a joy. That's a good deal. Are you a classic rock guy?
I like a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I love the 80s stuff. You know, I mean, but I hadn't been going to concerts. In fact, when we went to this one, I said to my wife, every summer we should go to one. First of all these old bands are hanging on by a thread.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, but I love a lot of that 80s stuff. REO Speedwagon.
Love it.
And you know what I mean? Foreigner, Styx.
Yes.
Of Journey.
Yes.
Journey is my all-time favorite. I haven't seen them with the Filipino guy.
Here's the deal. Let me walk you through it. I've seen them probably 15 times with Arnell. Steve Perry's the greatest vocalist in the history of music. That's
why,
my opinion.
Why did that end?
Because he's 70 years old. He doesn't have a good voice anymore.
But 20 years ago.
He has a good voice for an older man. I'm not putting him down because I still think he's got the greatest voice. Journey sounds like shit. And it's not Arnell's fault. Their sound mix is atrocious.
Really?
Remember I came in here?
Yeah, it was recent.
I saw him with Steve Miller and Def Leppard. And they sounded pristine. Journey sounded like shit. I saw him with Santana. I was like, this is the best sounding show I've ever been to. Here comes Journey to ruin that.
Really?
They sound horrible, but it's not Arnell's fault. But the internet all blame him. They all go, it sounds like crap. Arnell doesn't sound like Steve Perry. Sounds like shit.
But it's more like, it's like Elliot. Like it's that guy, like the someone behind the scenes.
Yes.
That's like, it's not them to do with the singing.
Right. It's just a muddy sound, which is a bummer.
I like that you brought him into it. He was like, what?
Elliot was doing a chore. He was looking up you got the Whiskey Dick shirt?
There's a lot of them.
Oh, it's been ripped off since Pat Duet. Oh,
yeah, right. But some of them are spelled with two Ks. It's a lot of
with a prospector, old prospector.
Some of them, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I bet you he got ripped off.
I mean, how long ago was it?
Week and a half.
What was it? What was his name again?
Pat Duax. Duax.
Okay, I'll look that up because I was looking at Whiskey Dick shirt and I got overwhelmed with that.
I will say this: when he was selling those shirts, he was the only person selling those shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Is he the first one? He's not the first person to say Whiskey Dick.
No, I mean, but to make it a prospector, that's a twist. I don't know.
I'm old Whiskey Dick, you know, the whole fucking thing.
Yeah. I mean, look, but the point is sometimes on this open mic, I'm pretty clean, okay, at my comedy overall. Like when I tour, I do these theaters. Don't drop the F-bomb. You know what I mean? I'll do adult stuff. But but it's like I've built this kind of fan base. And
you're selling onesies. We get it.
I was dropping the F-bomb then. Actually, the onesie
was
said.
That true?
No, I'm kidding.
I said, change this fucking diaper.
No, the onesie closet. Said Whiskey Dick. No.
Pat Duax, the only guy.
He wasn't selling those. No,
he was not.
So anyway, my point is when I do this open mic, it's a bar. It's a place called the Winner's Circle in Salisbury, Massachusetts, and it's been going since like 2009. Every comedian that goes up, even if it's once, they take your picture and they put it on the wall. There's got to be 2,000 pictures on the wall. They tape everybody. You can get a tape after. Everyone's got a DVD. There's never been a venue that is so embraced. They've just been doing it. I think it's just like a hobby. They enjoy it.
Okay.
It's an open mic. You know, sometimes there's four people there, sometimes there's 30. If there's 30, it's packed, it's rocking, you know what I mean? It's like maybe it holds closer to 50, but so I'll go every once in a while and I'll just do some of my thoughts that I can never do this anywhere, but let me try this joke. And that was just happened to be the night that I did that, and he was there. So
this poor kid is in your wake. You can't follow it.
Yeah,
he can't follow it. All right,
but
let me go back to concerts because you're from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen Aerosmith?
I have never.
What?
Seen Aerosmith. That's what I'm saying. Gosh. I was just saying that my wife and I, we should do this more. I hadn't gone to concerts in 20 years.
I thought maybe growing up.
But what about growing up?
I love it. Yeah, I saw Heart.
Great.
That was a great concert. I went and saw White Lion and White Snake, or
all
a couple
the
of those.
All the whites.
The White Stripes.
Which, by the way, we will make this country great again starting Monday.
That's right.
So good on you.
They're going to do a lot more tours like that.
Somebody on my page, my closer media people put, say you're from New Hampshire without saying you're from New Hampshire. And someone wrote the whites, and I'm referring to the mountains. But I'm like, will you not just write the whites, please? I don't want people like, this guy's got a lot of white supremacists following him, what else did I see? I'm trying to think of some of the others. Bruce Springsteen.
Sure, the boss, they call
him. The boss. I actually thought it was Rick Springfield. I was joking with my buddy when he gave me tickets to it. But it was, remember who was big? Rick Springfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was like in the early
2000s. Just curious, but he's not funny about any of that.
Or if he did.
No, I don't know. It was because I can't remember. I'm telling you, my memory's going, man. I bet I've been to 5 other concerts. Anyway. Oh, James Taylor. I saw him a lot.
Oh, you don't know what you just did.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you saw him a lot?
Right into it.
A lot.
Oh,
a lot.
Matt Belknap. How do you feel about
sir? If you would like me to just walk you out the door now.
You hate James
Taylor?
He
hates him.
Really?
Did you ever go to Tanglewood? Did you ever drive out that
way? That's the one out in the Berkshires? Yeah. Yes. Yes, saw him there. Saw him at Great Woods.
Oh, here we go.
Tanglewood, all the woods. A lot of white, a lot
all
of
the
woods.
White in the woods.
A lot of
Yeah. I grew up in the Berkshires, and every summer that fucking venue would have 57 classical music concerts and one pop show, and the one pop show was always James Taylor.
Oh yeah,
and
I can
as
see
a kid,
that.
I was just like, can we have see anything
that.
Else?
I could see that.
Yeah, it was very frustrating.
But I just went to see him again too the same summer I saw Foreigner. So I just because they were both up there. So, but I hadn't seen him in 20 years.
And?
I mean, it was years ago. He's slowed down a lot, you know, for sure. He definitely doesn't move around. Which
you know possible?
What?
He was already so slow.
Well, that's, you know what, though? Back when Aerosmith and the Stones were doing their thing, he was probably like, well, in 50 years, you're going to regret having to have that energy. I'm just going to do what I'm doing now. And
the Stones are still doing that, ridiculously. We saw them last
year. Yeah, but they've got to be like, I got to do, you know, all the energy. I don't know how they do it.
I think Mick Jagger has a ridiculous regimen of diet and drinking. Yeah. He's got a thermos on stage with him that's got probably some crazy illegal substance inside of it, keeping him going.
But he's been sober, though, right?
Yeah.
From that, a lot of these guys,
mean,
if
like
you're
electrolytes
still doing,
and
I know what
crazy,
you're saying. Yeah. Just some kind of, it's performance enhancers.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
But he's still doing his thing. It's cool to see.
It's a great show.
The rest of the, I mean, Keith is... I don't know.
I disagree. Those three songs he does in the middle of the show are the highlight of the concert for me. Thumbs down. I know why he does it. A, ego. Yeah. B, because Mick does need it. He's 80 years old.
Yeah,
it's good.
Give the old man a break.
God
His
bless
bones
him.
Are brittle.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, I know how my hands are. I'm 50. You know, like you start to feel a little bit.
You're young.
Yeah. But like imagine being 80 and trying to play guitar.
I
just feel like that must be. I think he sounds kind of sloppy, but there's a good reason for it.
He always sounded sloppy, though.
I mean, imagine if he had drop foot. You know,
he may very well may. We don't see him running.
Yeah. What? How do you operate those pedals? You know, sometimes you're going to switch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got to use his other foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's why. You know, my foot, my driving, I want the Tesla for the full self-driving. But you get a Tesla now.
You can't get a Tesla.
And I think I might. I mean,
I need the full
self-driving. I know, but it's like, I hate that it got
that?
Political.
Yeah.
Nobody has that full self-driving. I've got friends that got it. It'll take you from, it would take me from here to the airport. And you know how good it is? Like, you don't have to touch anything. No. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then people say, well, like, my car, it stays in the lane. And go, that car is an idiot. You know what I mean? It stays in the lane. You know,
it's a dumb car because of that. Love it.
Oh.
Yeah, I wish somehow, like, you know,
I wouldn't get the Cybertruck. I mean, that's an obvious.
You were an asshole before Musk did all his shit. You're getting a Cybertruck,
right?
Yeah,
like, that's separate from his bullshit.
But anyway.
It just feels like. I don't think the people who own Tesla stock are even happy with, because he's just...
No, they hate him.
He's
no,
ruining everything.
Yeah,
so if they could just extricate
political.
Him from the company, it would be good.
Everything's political, and I stay in the middle. You know, I try not to, you know, I don't know what you're doing now on stage. Whether
on
you,
stage? Whether fuck you. You got a red hat? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, so you, okay. So
you
go,
are
you
kidding
you
me?
Go all in.
And then I run to my car when the show's over. I don't give a shit. You know what, that whole thing, now you appreciate what you're saying, but that whole thing about we have to hear both sides, fuck you. You've decided you're fine with racism. You decided you're fine with the sexual harassment. You're fine with an insurrection. Fuck off. I got nothing. I'm not going to bond
go
with
all
you.
In. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got, you know,
I mean, I'm not Bill Burr.
I got to sell these tickets. I try to make everyone happy. I get 17 to 90, all, you know, all walks of life.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's the ticket price?
It's allowed me to say. No, my tickets have never been over 50. And by the way, that scammers, can we talk about that? Are you seeing that with the scammers now? Where you, if you Google any artist in the city, the first three that pop up aren't the venue.
Yeah.
People going on paying $150, $200 to see me a ticket. And I'm like, you're a moron.
Wow.
If you're paying that to see me. Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's, But yeah, no, you know, with inflation, but I'm still keeping it, you know, under $50. Inflation is friggin' this Uber crap coming out here. I couldn't believe it. And by the way, with my CPAP machine, I've got to get distilled water.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have it. I don't have a car. So I got to Uber $20 one way, $20 back, $40 to buy a $1 bottle of water.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be distilled.
Did you DoorDash
get, like,
that?
I probably could have done
DoorDash
that.
DoorDash
would
probably be cheaper.
Would they have done that? I've never done DoorDash.
Oh, Matt does it all the time.
I've never done DoorDash.
He hasn't bought water in years.
I haven't drunk it either.
But it's like a surcharge, right? Like
it's still cheaper
than
going back and
forth. So if you're getting, in and out burger, right? Mm-hmm, you DoorDash, right?
Yeah.
So how much more are you paying to have them bring it?
Well, like, so like we pay like a subscription fee to like if you use it a lot then
wow you have just, a subscription to DoorDash yeah. So like Netflix
yeah so it's like so wow. That just means you pay less
right, per, pretend you per pretend order. You don't have a subscription
wow. But
I don't would it cost Justin
I don't know I don't to get the
five
to get the
bucks,
distilled water
and then you're tipping,
or In and Out
just like an In and Out so
In and Out
trying to, you know you're paying $30 for your In and Out.
Well, maybe I wouldn't buy it just for me. This is like if you're ordering for a family, it's okay. Sort of, you know,
but some people do.
But some people do. So, yeah, it would probably be $25. Yeah.
But you're not leaving your house.
Yeah.
Right. And you're not right. You do it all the time.
Not all the time, but sometimes.
Oh, you have done it. I thought you never did it. That's why I said it.
A couple times. And then like your Grubhub, which is essentially the same thing for restaurants. I've done that.
Yeah.
And yeah, it makes a $40 meal $70.
See, I'm frugal. Mm-hmm. I can't justify
I know.
It.
I hate it too. But basically my family got hooked on it during lockdown and never went. Like we'd never used it before 2020. And
but
then
imagine if you took the money you saved. You didn't do that. You took all that money and you put it in Tesla stock. It would be right
now. I wish I had.
No,
early on. I mean, yeah. I wish I had too. No. And then I would vote.
I didn't mean to bring it back to that. But I'm too frugal. Like even to rent a car. Okay,
yes.
I drove a car. I rented a car. I didn't rent the car the first day because I didn't want to pay for the parking at the hotel.
Yeah.
Because it's like $20 overnight. But if you want In and Out privileges, it's $40. And I'm like, what? Who's staying at the airport and not wanting In and Out? Right. I would just take
I'm
the
good.
Shuttle.
This is a nice place.
Yeah, I just want to leave the car somewhere.
I just like knowing that there's a car.
I just want to leave it here, and I'm gonna car wash. Before I return it, I'm gonna go through the car wash. Like what? I have all this extra money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know,
that's banana times.
Yeah,
there's literally for anyone who hasn't been to LA, there's nothing. There's a couple of strip clubs and gas stations. That's all there is around LAX. There's nothing else.
But I did it because of the. I didn't know where the fires were. I mean, I knew kind of where they were, but I mean, I didn't know if you know. I wanted to be down near the ocean. I didn't want to. You know, I had some offers to stay up here in the valley. I was in the valley last night.
Is that you did a show last night?
No, I was hanging out with some old buddies.
Who are you hanging
out
with?
You might know some of them. Do you know a guy named Kevin Flynn?
I do know Kevin Flynn, but I've not seen Kevin in ages.
Yeah, Jackie Flynn, Kevin Flynn.
Jackie Flynn's one of the guys.
Yeah, Al Ducharme.
Oh, I know Al.
Chris McGuire. And
love Chris McGuire.
Mike Burton.
Mike Burton. Chicago's Mike Burton?
Yeah.
Krav Maga Mike Burton?
Oh, yeah.
I like Mike.
You got it. He's Krav Maga. After we get off, we'll say what we really think about him.
Oh, no.
But
my Mike Burton story is this. We were doing shows at the Improv. Steve Seeger and myself. Maybe Mike Siegel and Jimmy Dore.
Oh, Mike Siegel. Yeah.
And we then went over to Excalibur to get hammered. And Mike Burton was the DJ, and he happened to be wearing a straw hat and introducing a Jimmy Buffett song. And then he came over to say hello to Steve, and I, because I'm drunk, loudly go, "You know this idiot?"
Wow.
That was my introduction to Mike Burton.
So you're saying he was doing well back then?
Yeah, I'm saying I was the asshole, is what I'm saying. Just and Mike has never let me forget that moment. In 37 years.
Wow.
But he's a good guy. He's a White Sox fan.
He's
a great salt of the year. Like, if you called up Mike Burton and said, I've got I'm at the corner of Fulton and Moore Park and my car's broke down. Can you come and get me? I'll be right there.
Yes, he will.
Mike, I haven't talked to you in 7 years. Yeah. I'm right there.
If an attractive woman is around, it might delay him.
That might slow him down.
You know what I mean? It might slow him down a little bit. So I lived in the building with him.
Oh, you did?
With Mike Burton and Kyle Dunnigan and I all lived in the same building with the best wife in the world, Jennifer.
That's a lot of funny.
Yeah, we lived in there. Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, right on Dickens. Oh, I don't want to say where he lives. Well, actually, no one cares.
No, Mike Burton lives?
Oh, God.
Is Dunnigan still there?
No, Dunnigan had bought a house up in the hills, but he had just sold it about a year and a half ago.
Oh.
And he's in New York now.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
That's a nice outing last night. Did you guys go out for steaks? What'd you guys do?
No, we stayed in and Al made some pizzas. He brought over the wood oven. I mean, this guy, Al, he's got the oven in the...
Ducharme.
He's got the oven right in the trunk. He opens it up. He's got a propane tank. He's got the brick oven. It's like, DoorDash, better than DoorDash.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And it was free. He made the pizzas. And actually, I didn't even ask if I'd leave a few bucks.
No, he doesn't want any money. You're a guest.
I know. And it was...
Al Ducharme, my brain is not working because I'm an old man, too. He does the Two Dicks with Al Romas, right?
Yes.
That podcast?
He told me he just had to change it. Something about the dicks.
It wasn't working.
It was just the he had issues, so it's now the two owls in a pod.
Did he have whiskey dicks?
That's just it. Yeah, the shirts. It was the shirts. He got sued by one of the whiskey
by Duex. Duex. Yeah. That's not how you say his name.
But it was it. It was good to see people. You know, so I came out here. Yeah. I haven't seen them in a while. I don't know when I was here last. If it was pre-COVID, I don't know. I don't know if I've been back since COVID.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know
your schedule. Jimmy, I think...
Let's ask Jen.
You would have got...
Nah. Yeah.
Jen remembers things. She knows. This guy doesn't remember shit.
Let's get Jen on the phone.
Yeah, I know.
Jen's really...
But I remember how great she is. I remember how great she is.
Oh, Jen?
Yeah.
Oh, she's one of the best.
You know what I mean? Yeah. She's just awesome. Brings out the best in me.
Does she?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, look at me. I look like I'm in a good mood? I'm good. I got the drop foot. I got the sleep apnea. I'm smiling. By the way, traffic looked horrible heading 405 south out of here. Coming up.
Be careful.
Whatever. Yeah.
You're flying out today.
I'm flying out today. Yeah. My flight was at 8 a.m. I thought this was the day before. I thought Wednesday, the 16th was the Wednesday. So my flight was scheduled at 8 in the morning. When I found out that it was that, I moved my flight.
Oh, no.
So I paid an extra $150. That's like two DoorDashes.
Thank you.
I paid to be able to do this.
Oh, that's insanity.
I wasn't
going
to blow it. No, I wasn't going to blow it off. But do I get any money? Like, can I win that contest?
If you get the movie thing,
if I get the movie,
$15.
That'll be 15 towards my $150. Upgrade.
Well, and you could have just done it the next time you're in town, Justin. You could have just...
Jimmy, look, I don't want to burn this bridge, man. I've been trying to get this since 06. We said that.
I know, but...
I'm not making a mistake. You know what I mean? I felt so bad. Yeah.
No, it would have been fine.
It's all good.
Get you
I mean,
next time.
You know, and Jen actually was happy.
She
said, oh, sure. Good. You're not going to be home till later. Because I would have been home for dinner time tonight.
And ruined dinner?
That's not good. I would have ruined dinner.
Yeah. Were you at Chris McGuire's house yesterday for that, or were you at Al's house?
Kevin's.
You're Kevin Flynn's.
Yeah. And he's got a nice house. I got to be honest. He said he invited I could stay there, and I said I didn't know it was this nice. I thought you lived like Mike and Al. I didn't know you had a... but,
yeah, they're a couple of bachelors.
Yeah.
What? Let me ask
great people, though.
They are.
It felt so good. It felt so good just to see friends, you know, because that's what I miss, you know. So, yeah. It's good to be here.
Those are all good guys. All good guys. Last time I saw Jackie Flynn was the day before the 2016 election when we did the Wounded Warrior? Is that the charity?
Mm-hmm.
The Wounded Warrior Golf Tournament. And he was in the group in front of us. He was their celebrity. And I was my group's celebrity. So that is two foursomes that are disappointed.
Wow. I was just going to say. Wow.
Jackie was stuck with four guys calling her Killery the entire time. And he just kept coming. Every time he'd see me, he would go, these four fucking guys, they're voting for Trump tomorrow. They won't stop saying Killery, and they hate her. And this, this is awful. And my four guys seem okay. Politics hasn't come up.
Yeah.
My four guys, by the way, were Mike Siegel, Paul Gilmartin. I made them join this tournament so that I didn't get stuck with four strangers.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good idea. Good on you.
Yeah. But Jackie just kept on going, these fucking guys. There was, you know, there were some guys out there without arms, without legs, who are golfing better than me. And we thank them for their service.
But it's great charity. Great charity.
Is it? There were some problems at one point with it, if I'm not mistaken, right? There was some...
I forget. I know...
Something with funds or something. It seems like that stuff comes up. I don't know what to believe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It seems like... I think people are upset if they find out that this much money goes to it. It's like, well, they've got to have operating costs.
Right.
You know, it's one thing if they're taking 80% and only giving 20, but I mean, you know, I don't know what a fair percentage is with these things.
Well,
I give to Tunnels to Towers. I give to that one every month. I'm on like that thing. They pull it out.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, what's
Tunnels
that?
To Towers, 9/11. It came out of that. It has the
what's that?
9/11. It was, I'm trying to think of.
For the phone
I'm
number?
Trying to think of.
There's a charity for 911. I don't know what you're talking. What's 9/11?
Yeah, by the way,
about 24 years ago, there was a problem.
There was this thing
in New York, yeah.
And I did my one man show at the LA at the HBO Workspace.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
HBO Workspace on 9/7. It was the week after. It was the third. It was like the Thursday after.
Okay.
And I actually was on the flight, or I was on the following Tuesday flight, like. It was because I was flying back there, and had I my cousin was getting married. They got married in Egypt, but then they headed back in Boston, and it was the following weekend. Because if it had been that weekend before, I would have been on that Tuesday 8 a.m. flight out of Boston. Oh, that one, that's the one I took every time.
Don't Jesus
because I would take the money.
He's got no connection to it.
But anyway,
that's chilling.
He's got no connection.
I've got goosebumps right now.
But anyway,
if
I mean,
it would have been this Egypt. You're not involved with 9/11.
It's like you and
hey, you didn't even know what it was.
I know it's a phone number, and you give him a couple of bucks to keep it going.
Yeah, it's.
He also did a one-man show the week. Well, you did it the night before.
I did it on 9/10. We had to cancel the second night.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
It was in the towers.
it's a weird venue.
They have a nice stage up there. I was at the Acme Comedy Club on La Brea on 9/10.
Yeah.
And then we had to cancel the second one, and then we did it. But this is true, I was on the first flight out of LAX after 9/11. It was a TWA flight to St. Louis. It was the first flight to leave LAX.
TWA. Wow.
And there were only about 12 people on the plane.
They wouldn't even fly TWA.
What's that?
The terrorists wouldn't even fly TWA. Yeah.
Oh, they're American Airlines. They want to make a statement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're United.
My parents were in the air when it happened. They were flying from, I think, from either Boston or Hartford.
But again, let's be very clear. We have no connection to what happened.
I'm just
there.
Telling you, this is major.
Although I will say this, if I'm up in the air during that.
It was freaky.
I think you're involved. I'm going to give that one a pass.
I remember.
He's not involved. I'm not involved.
No. It was just more like, what the fuck's going on and are they okay when it happened?
Of course.
Like,
but
know,
also,
any plane
are they on their plane?
Yeah, how many planes, especially because it was from that part of the country.
I can't, they might have been going back from Chicago to back to Massachusetts.
Oh, then they're okay.
I can't remember.
But, then they're all right.
But we don't know that.
These guys were coming east. Or damn it, coming west. Fuck me and all my language.
Agreed.
Justin, what other podcasts have you done? You said you came out here to do a couple other podcasts. What else did you do?
Yeah, this wasn't cleared with us. We insist on exclusivity.
Yeah. who else did you do?
Well, look, I didn't know about the paperwork till Elliot showed up with all the paperwork I'm supposed to sign.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that there was all this stuff.
Yeah.
He wanted my SAG number. I don't know my SAG number.
I don't know my SAG number. We're a SAG show.
Who knows their SAG number?
Nobody.
So anyway, I can get you that, by the way. I did Ryan Sickler. Honeydew.
I like Ryan Sickler.
Honeydew. And I did Adam Carolla. Very very similar to the show.
You did Adam Carolla?
Yeah. Very similar to the show.
Did you get a word in?
It's
Or was he too busy selling his whiskey and
it was,
conspiracy
no,
theories?
No, I did. I got a word in there, and it was great. This is great. They're all great. You know what I mean? I am a unifier. I can sit with anybody, have a conversation, try to bring common sense back to America. And
what's Ace thinking today? I'll fight Ace. I lose that fight.
You lose that fight.
I lose that fight.
He's got carpenter strength.
Yeah, he puts a drill in my head. He puts a number 12 drill bit.
He's
in my temple.
He's got 2x4s at hand at any moment.
Or if I may, he doesn't fight me. One of his minions does.
Yeah.
He's got a whole empire over there that's built on hate. Justin, your flight is what time today then?
It's at like 3.
Oh, you got to get out of here.
What time is it?
12:15.
Yeah, I think I got...
you're okay. You got another 15 minutes.
Unless you want me out of here.
Yeah.
But I think... now that I mentioned...
we got to play this game.
I think... I think 12:30, right?
Probably that's what we said. We said 12:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been awesome, man. I it's so great. Like I said, the last time I saw you was...
you did the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
Which I think was the reason we got canceled, right?
It exactly was. I did the show on the Tuesday, and that Thursday, I think word went down that it was the last one. And I think I told you that appearance put me into therapy.
Why,
when I got back.
Tell me why.
So I wasn't happy that, you know, I came out here in 01, came out here for my career. And when I came out here, it wasn't a good place because in 98, 99, I was living in New York City. I got development deals. Did you have development deals?
Of course I did. Not good ones, but I had them.
I had a couple good ones. 98, 99. A lot of money.
Right.
Six figures.
Oh.
Two big deals back to back. Put the money in the stock market, not knowing about the stock market. .com crash happens. So I got wiped out. So when I moved to LA in 01, I had my deals didn't happen, right? You wrote the pilots, but didn't get on.
Right.
Lost. And the reason I can tell this story is because I lost it all. So if anyone's like, oh, this guy had, how can I feel bad for someone who had, you know, all that money? I had 750 grand in the bank, and I was down to 10 grand when I pulled it out.
Wow.
Yeah. What stocks did you have?
It was all .com. There was companies like Rare Medium, and I don't even know what these are, but I didn't understand any of it. I didn't know what I was going to do, you know, with it was, so it was a waiter at Dangerfield's Comedy Club, was a part-time stockbroker, okay? I'm not a moron. I only gave him $10,000, okay? He doubles it. Then I give him like 20. He doubles that. So I'm literally like, man, this comedy this thing might not even have to work out.
Right.
So I give him more. I give 50. So and now I had like $100,000 in cash. This is my backup. I'm not going to be dumb. I had another $100,000. What he said was mutual funds. That spreads over all these companies. All right. That's smart. Didn't realize that it was a .com mutual fund. Mm. Anyway. So when the market crashed, I didn't realize I owed the IRS capital gains. So every time he was selling and moving and selling and moving and making me all this
short
money.
Term.
Yeah, short, under a year.
Yeah.
So I had to take all the 100 out, give it to the IRS. So I didn't buy property. I didn't buy anything. So the fact that I could have just, if I would have bought my place in New York and then came out here and rented it or bought a place in LA, it would have made me, I could have done my auditions. I could have done the stand-up. Instead, I'm in a situation, now I got to go on the road. I'm doing the improvs, the funny bones, leaving town all the time, not doing any of the business stuff. 06 comes around. I'm here for about 5 years. I did the Tonight Show in 2002 with Leno.
Right.
And I was so depressed. Like, I was the most depressed. Like, all I ever wanted to do was, I was living in Burbank, by the way, and they're like, oh, we'll send a limo. And I'm like, it was right around the corner. Like, they live, send a limo. I live two blocks from the Tonight Show. But I was just, it was not a good moment for me. Like, I was, you know, dealing with the depression. I lost the money. You know, and I don't know if you know my mom died when I was 6 years old. My dad was a homeless alcoholic. I just did a TED Talk about this, by the way, a little plug, but it came out 2 months ago, a TED Talk. But so here I am. I, you know, do this. I have this stuff happen in my life. Then I come out here. Then I get this money. I lose it all. By the way, I tell my dad, he's like, I would have told you not to put it in the stock market. I'm like, Dad, he goes, why didn't you ask me? I go, you were living under a bridge at the time. You were homeless for like 8 years. I didn't think to ask you what to do. Anyway.
Probably not good with money.
So not good with money. I'm thinking, right. He had some property back in the day, lost it all, right? So it's like I literally in my dad's footsteps. But so I'm out here in 2000 trying to get things going. And by 2005-06, my wife's like, you know, I've been with her for this long now. And like, we want to start a family, try to buy property. 06, two bedrooms, $500,000 out here.
It
right?
was awful then. Yeah.
It was right at the peak. So we ended up buying back in New Hampshire at the peak. So now I'm back in like August of 06, trying to just stay relevant when I've left. I'm in my mid-30s and I've left the business kind of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Say what you want, but it's like, you know how you get one thing parlays into that, but you're hanging out with people. That's how stuff happens, you know? So I was the whole time going, what am I doing in my career? But I ended up getting some stuff. I got the half hour Comedy Central special. I got a 1 hour Comedy Central special with Warner Brothers produced. I did the Blue Collar Tour Next Gen. I was asked to be part of that. I had a deal with Comedy Central, and then I got the Tonight Show with Conan. So but I'm still like, I really shouldn't be here. I should be there, you know? So my 1 hour special was shot in just before I performed on Conan. And it was shot in Spokane. And is a really, really funny guy, great guy, Dan Cummins. Haven't seen him forever. I don't think I've seen him in 20 years. But it was his hometown. We have the same manager. So we're going to shoot it in his hometown of Spokane. So I didn't do any press for it. No one asked me anything. But we're going to do it with the same audience. They first reached out. One of his manager reached out because we had different managers under the same umbrella. But like, oh, we're going to have you go after Dan. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go after Dan in his hometown.
No, I don't think that's a good
idea.
So I
fought for that to go first.
Yeah.
So I'm going first. But I do my special. It's called, I think it's a middle class hole is what I called it, right?
H-O-L-E?
H-O-L-E. With a hyphen. A middle class hole. Yeah, I was in this middle class hole. I was stuck in this middle class hole. It's not as good as I'm still talking. But
I wasn't judging. I was clarifying.
You had to look. So I go to do this special, all right? And when I tell you, like, I was just like, oh, it's great to be here in Spokane. The whole front of the room, imagine it's all his fans, his family, his people. There was this whole feeling like, and I was aware of it, like, they're holding back because we're waiting for Dan to come on.
Yeah.
So all my applause breaks were coming from the balcony up, like if you from the balcony forward, right? So it was clearly like, and I'm aware, but I didn't address it, but I just went through my thing, and I got, you know, it was what it was. I was just aware of it, but the whole time, but I was just like, you know, it was shit luck. And then he came out, he got a standing ovation before he started.
Of course.
Right, so I should have named my special Waiting for Dan. That's what I should have named it. But so anyway, so I did that and I'm like, you know how in this business you like, shit luck. Some people get on the best spots, the timing, all this stuff matters. These little things matter. They just do.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, that was kind of crap, but the special was good. I mean, the special was, like I said, I did well, but it was just seeing the, I remember there's a cut when I go, it's great to be here in Spokane. And it cuts to one guy and he's, he's not even smiling. Like, I'm just saying it's great to be here. Yeah, why are you cutting to this guy? So I'm like, I don't want to see. So anyway, it just bugged the crap out of me. So
yeah.
Now I get the booker gets my set for tonight.
JP Buck puts you on the Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien.
Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. I came out to L.A. The Improv, auditioned for him live. I got the show. We're going to give you a date. And they actually reach out. They're like, hey, we want to do you in December. You want to December of 2009. We want to do December of 2009. The producers love your set. They're big fans. I'm like, should I want to go up before Christmas? Well, the other option is you could do January, whatever it was, 4th, 7th, 8th, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I don't remember the day. So I'm like, all right, you know what? Why don't I wait till after Christmas, get the holidays out? So I go out and I think I'm headlining the club that used to be in Austin that's not there anymore. Do you remember it?
Cap City?
Comedy Cat, something in Austin. So, and then I was leaving that weekend to come to do the show on the weeknight, whatever that was. Running the set, loving the set, I get into with JP in the green room before the show. And he's, saying what a fan he is. He remembers my deals and the shows and all this. So I go down the road in the green room before the show of, I lost my money. Like, I never had therapy for that. I've never been to any therapy ever.
Okay.
So it's all about, we start talking about this and that and here. So it put me in
a weird spot.
Weird spot. So I get introduced and I didn't realize that it was bowl week. And do you remember this? Everybody in the audience had college gear on. They're all college kids in that first week. Do you remember this?
I don't remember that, but I'll...
So they're all... It was all college. It was like... I don't know who was in it, but it was all wearing college stuff. So my opening line is, I'm at that age where all my friends are having kids. And then I'm like, I didn't look at the audience before. It was when I walked out, my head's in a weird spot. And in my head, I'm thinking, I wouldn't open with this line in a million years if this is the group.
Right.
But I can't change it. It got approved. Mm-hmm. I can't make them. So long story short, it was another one of those. I realized with the money and the life and then that. So that set, I hated that set. And, he said I was, funny. And then he lost the show. And I'm like, it was bad for both of us. I mean,
It probably was maybe worse for him.
But I don't know. I mean, so I get home and I'm literally like, yeah, let me talk. But anyway, look, I don't want to bring the show down any more than it already was. But I mean,
you do this on Corolla?
Look,
you tell this sad bullshit with Ace?
No, you think you let him talk that much?
No. There's no way
that more than he's said for an hour at Corolla.
Yeah. No, it was great. I had a blast on Corolla. He let me talk. I talked.
I'll take your word for it.
I didn't tell these sad stories. But look, things are, I actually was telling other sad stories, though. And at one point, I think he said something like, man, your stuff's depressing.
Yeah. See? That's who you are.
And we moved on.
You're a sad
But anyway,
sad.
Look, let me tell you something right now. I got the best wife.
Yeah.
I got the best kids.
We know you do.
Okay.
That's why we're able to do the ball busting.
I hung out with the best friends last night, old buddies. I got to see you.
Right.
I mean, I am so grateful. You know how I know I'm doing well? Because I remember when I started comedy, I would rent a car, and the rent-a-car was always better than what I drove. Now I rent a car. My car's better than the rent-a-car. I'm like, this thing sucks. Like, this backup camera. What kind of backup camera is this? So what can I really complain about? So everything happens for a reason. And as long as you get your health. So the drop foot, the sleep apnea, my right eye, I don't have vision. But everything, things are going great.
Really? You haven't said one good thing. You're a fucking mess.
It's really the wife. And we get mixed messages.
I think Jen's got to be terrific to tolerate this horseshit.
Be together this long.
How does she like that machine sleeping next to the Darth Vader?
It's a little bit of a noisemaker. So she's, So she actually likes that it's a noisemaker. There's all different masks, by the way. I'm trying to find, that's the hardest part is trying that right mask. It's like over the mouth, full face. It's a whole
thing. What about an eyes wide shut one?
It's a
put one of those masks on and then fuck a stranger.
I'll bring it up to her.
Throw it around, see how she feels about it.
She'll really love me.
Yeah, that's good for you. And, you know, when you talk about comedy and like, you just never know what set you're going to get in and how it changes your thing. Yeah. There was a guy in an open mic once that had to follow Justin and it's ruined him for
yeah.
life.
Yeah. You know why?
This guy won't stop talking about
surprised
it.
Surprised he didn't quit that day.
Josh, I want to be very clear. I'm doing all these jokes because I know Josh is listening.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And a funny man. So, mm-hmm. and, he flew out here to volunteer for Barcastathon. That is class
yep.
act.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's class. All right. Let's do this quickly, Elliot.
Yes, sir.
Let's hit the, you have the movie. Is there a, there's no theme for a movie until the fans. This guy's got to leave in 4 minutes.
It's a letter game.
It's a letter game.
That's yours.
Got it.
It's the letter game, starting with the letter. The letter game. Hope my guess is better. You start with the letter and end with the name. It's the never not funny.
Letter game. All right, we're matching Garen.
Sure.
The letter is T. What do you got, Elliot?
Titanic.
Titanic.
That's a big
Justin,
one.
What do you got?
Talented Mr. Ripley.
Nice.
Another good That's movie. Good, yeah. Matt, oh, I got to look at my list.
I'm going, I'm so glad it wasn't taken. I was worried it would be. I'm going Top Gun.
Oh, that's a good one.
I feel the need.
Well, here's the
for
thing.
What?
The Need for Speed.
Okay.
Titanic was my number one. There are some great ones on here. I'll go with Taxi Driver.
That's a good one.
I almost did that.
That's great.
But here's my backup. There Will Be Blood.
That's a nice one.
I can see Garen saying that.
Yeah.
It's also got True Grit and Terms of Endearment.
Nice. Oh, those are good. Yeah. I saw on the chat because I was so I couldn't think of a second one. I saw on the chat someone said Thelma and Louise. I thought
that's a very Garen movie.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Taps.
That's the first thing I
that
thought of.
That is not a Garen movie.
No, I can't even remember what it's about. I remember the title.
It's about a military
academy.
Yeah. 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 Mm. Yeah.
With all the young, handsome stars of the day.
Got yeah, it. They had the flag half-staffed, half-mast.
No, that's half-staffed.
Half-staffed.
Half-mast yeah. would be on Top Gun. They're out on that aircraft carrier.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, give us the fans quickly, and I mean it. Got it.
Here we go.
Yep.
Tombstone.
Oh, Huckleberry stuff, huh?
Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. Taxi Driver. The Third Man.
Yeah, Third Man. That's an Orson Welles film.
Time to Kill.
Time to Kill's a great movie.
I don't know if this one's technically a T wherever it's listed, but 12 Angry Men. Twister.
We'd have to put it here.
Yeah.
Twister is a comedy, but go ahead.
Train Spotting.
Oh, yeah.
Titanic.
Great movie.
And number one, and I...
This is the fans. This is we're not fans. Matching this, just these are the fans also trying to match Garen.
Yeah.
Got it.
Tiptoes?
What?
Don't know what it is.
I do.
You do? More than one person voted for this?
I don't know why people thought that would be it, but that's the movie with Gary Oldman playing a dwarf.
Oh.
This is the most insane movie ever made. He's literally, he's Dwarf on Golf in this fucking thing. Okay. He's on his knees with shoes on his knees. And it's supposed to be a serious movie, but it's like, if you watch it, it's just like laughable.
It's laughable.
Crazy, yeah.
All right, well, let's get to Garen's five T's. You ready?
Sure, yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. Number five, Taking Woodstock. Sure. Remember that movie with, what's his name? Comedian.
Yeah, Demetri Martin.
Demetri Martin.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, okay.
Like him.
Number four, Taking of Pelham 1-2-3. One of my son's favorite movies.
Uh-huh.
It's a great movie. The
Prison.
Martin
Prison.
Balsam.
I see a theme here.
Yeah.
Number three, The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Oh. Okay,
so no match for our friend.
No, but three?
McKinney.
Number three, but number, not number one.
Okay.
So.
Isn't that bronze?
Yeah, you get bronze.
We don't have anything physical for you, but you can take that. And...
Sure.
Here's number two, and I will eat my words. Taps.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
And number one, yours was?
Titanic.
Yours was?
Top Gun.
Mine was Taxi Driver. Mm-hmm. Coming in at number one is Taken.
Taken.
The Liam Neeson film.
So the money rolls over.
All God right. damn it.
Damn.
All right. That came from all screenwriter, right. author, blogger. Garen Conner.
So does this money roll over? Is it more next time?
Yeah, 20 bucks.
Can I come back?
Yeah, you want to brag about your car more?
Yeah, I think, look, I'm in a Nissan Sentra. I mean, that's my rental car.
I mean, your real car.
Well, I got the Altima.
I can't be more clear. I'm honored that you paid money to stay an extra day and be here with us.
Yeah.
Well, it was because of Corolla. But no.
Son of a bitch.
Makes sense. He has a lot more reach than
you know what? That makes more sense. He does have more reach. No, I'm very honored. We just know this in advance. We're easy breezy here. If you had said, I fucked up, can I do it the next time? Yes, we would have done it the next
time.
Yeah,
I just didn't know, so I didn't want to,
Again, class act.
Yeah.
But you are welcome here. Anytime you're in town, please reach out to me.
I will. And if you come my way, New Hampshire, need to pick up at the airport or something like that, let me know. Pick up my car, my Altima.
I have never, that is a part of the country I've never performed in. I've never been to
New
the
England?
Upper North, Northeast. Yeah.
Well, in Boston. I'm an hour from Boston.
I've done Boston.
Okay, so I'm an hour from
that. That one time, just Never Not Funny. That's it.
Yeah, mm. Yeah. Well, and I should have been on that show.
No, you shouldn't.
I can't believe you. No wonder, he probably lost respect for me when you're like, we did, no. Okay. Now it's coming back to me. I'm vaguely remembering this now, and I think I did say to him.
If I may, I will quote Josh Day. This is Josh Day's words. You ready?
Yeah.
He does know.
So I think, yeah, so he told me. And it, but he was drinking so much white grape juice. That,
you don't know what he's saying. He's not thinking clearly.
Head full of sugar.
He's all hopped up.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if I did tell him that was a bad idea, because I would have, because you cannot force, you can't just put someone on something.
Can I be clear? Here's the
asking.
Thing. You would have been more than welcome. It just was our first time in Boston, and there was just no room for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't, look we like don't have openers no, when we do. It's a live podcast. Right, it makes no sense.
Right. Well, he would have been a guest. He would have been
the guest on the show.
Yeah. Right. Did you have any guests?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah, we did. We had the band. It seemed like plenty.
It seemed like plenty.
Well, why don't we plan it? Why don't we come back?
Yeah.
Why don't we do one?
You know why?
It's Is it a moneymaker?
It's not. No. With the price of planes and getting to and from and hotel for two guys to put the money, by the end of it, there's really nothing.
So it's like me doing this.
Yeah.
It's a loss leader.
Yeah. That's not to say we will not tour again, but it is.
All right. Well, if you find your way there, this was awesome. You guys are all great.
Yeah.
Elliot doesn't know what he's doing, but
first time here. He's busted your balls.
Just right, just like a golf club into the nuts.
Yeah. He already said he's not good at golf, though.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we got to go because you got to the airport.
We got to go. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to check the estimated time.
All right. Don't run away, though, because we got to take a photograph. Hey, everybody. Yeah. Thank you for listening. And streamers, well, Matt, I'll tell you when we're done.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. By the way, the deal is about to be over. I think it's over. I think it ended at 12:30.
Oh, okay.
The using code STREAM.
Okay.
For that crazy 75% off. Maybe there's a couple of minutes to still get in on it. I don't remember. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for supporting the program. Thank you to the live people on the live stream for doing it. Thank you for supporting this program and everything you do is what I wanted to say, and that doesn't make any sense. But thanks for everything you do as human beings. Yeah. On behalf of Garen, we hope he's doing well. Mm-hmm. There's Elliot Hochberg behind the Video Village, the Honcho Met Belt up, and I'm going to say it, our new show friend, Justin McKinney. I'm Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time on the podcast. AK-47, Gone, Not Forgotten.